You gotta fight for your right to party!
Hey, what's poppin'? We're live in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Check out DealsInTheD for prices on any vehicle you might possibly want. New, pre-owned, all that stuff, and then call Bentley and buy it.
Yeah.
Or go to Zot Toyota or Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Kevin Dietz will be here on Facebook Live coming up as Kevin debuts his 10 p.m. show, which will be local, newsy, and what else we'll soon find out tonight.
Has he asked you to be on it yet? Are you going to be a talking head?
I don't think he's... Yeah, he kind of has asked me to be on it, actually. He's interested in everybody on the network, basically.
I told Zooves, I said, I'm going to force him to put me on there. And then I said, the problem is, if that happens, I would hate the anticipation before going on. I don't want to do it, but I just want to be a jerk and ask him.
Yeah, I hate television. I really do. I mean, not that I hate television. Of course, I love television. I just don't like me being on the television. I like being on the viewing end.
It's even worse now. I mean, it was always fun to pause the video when Mike Clark had an open mouth during a story. But now that everyone can do it and then tweet it and email it and post it.
I'm not kidding. It's not so much fun anymore when
you're on the other end.
I just didn't like it when I was 25. I've always preferred radio. I don't like video radio. The whole Facebook Live thing is really not my thing. But people like it. They seem to... honestly, I think we're fine without video. But if video adds to it, then... What can I say?
People
meanwhile,
like
Facebook Live, when Kev gets here. Are we live on Facebook now? Or are we on Facebook? Okay. Lover's Lane will bring you Facebook Live. Now, they've got three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35 store locations. Loverslane.com or the all-new SexDrive.com. SexDrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting couples toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Try something new in the bedroom to celebrate the new year. Check out SexDrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane.
Yeah.
And, boy, there's big Baywatch news today.
Oh, huge.
First of all, Pam Anderson.
Gross.
Is getting married for the fifth time.
Gross. Nice being the sloppy fifths.
Hey, Mark, you know, they used to say when herpes and AIDS and all the STDs were becoming more apparent that just remember, when you sleep with someone, you're sleeping with everyone they've slept with.
Yep, so he's sleeping with Tommy Lee and Julian Assange.
Kid Rock. Rick Salomon. Remember him and his giant wiener?
He might be the worst.
Did you know, I actually looked up her boyfriends today because I was like, got it.
Her team photo. It's not a bad team photo for her.
She is doing everything Greg Giraldo said she was doing when he said she's sleeping her way to the middle in the Pam Anderson roast. This list is so sleeping your way to the middle. It's incredible. And it reaches a point where there's a certain point where she doesn't care what they look like anymore. Yeah. And she's clearly past that point now.
Did you write the rest of them down?
Yeah. Chris Angel.
Yeah.
David Spade. So stupid.
And to think that this dude used to buff Pamela Anderson.
Do you remember David Binn of the Chargers?
No.
NFL player? She dated a guy named David Binn.
Oh,
he was number
18
on the Chargers.
So she's sleeping her way to the middle in the NFL.
I know. Everywhere. Hans Klock, a magician.
Oh, she likes the magicians, though.
I guess.
Mentioned
so
Chris
she
Angel.
Went through all the magicians.
Who's that dude?
David Binn. Wow.
I have no idea.
He's a long snapper.
Did you know Ray J? He's a long snapper. She dated a long snapper?
For 18 years, though, in the league.
Did you know Ray J was in her team photo?
No, really?
I think that was an effort to possibly
cash in
get some friction, maybe, that she just needed.
She fucked Ray J and now she's famous.
She watched the Kim Kardashian video and she figured, well, I might feel that. Eddie Irvin Jr.?
Eddie Irvin, I don't know.
Oh, race car driver.
Okay.
Mark McGrath, again, sleeping way to the middle. Stephen Jones, British TV, never heard of him. Robbie Williams.
Guy.
Who's UK idol. He was like on the American Idol of the UK. He won, and he's a singer.
It's funny. I honestly thought he was gay.
I think that's been said, but I think he's married. I'll have to look it up. I don't even know who he is. Stephen Dorff. And I saw a picture of them together. They're both trying to look so hot in the picture. It's so annoying.
Were they both smoking one of those e-cigarettes with the blue tip?
No, they were too busy looking hot. Christian Monzon, actor model. Fred Durst. Did you know she slept with Fred Durst?
No.
I had no idea. Michael Bolton, remember that one?
Really?
Yeah.
She really has a type. The middle.
Stavros Merhos.
Who's that?
A producer. That's, if you look up Stavros Merhos, that's when she stopped caring what the people looked like. She just wanted somebody who was somebody.
Well, congratulations on your nuptials there.
John Peters is the lucky guy. He's 74 years old. Yeah. She dated him 30 years ago, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, think that terrain has changed much in that time?
I would say he has some.
He's probably like, it's the same but different.
His quotes, up, Silver Fox?
I have to read the quotes from him. They're so ridiculous.
I think he just listened to that team photo and said,
well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
I'm not done with her team photo, by the way. And now that, look, I had to write all over the margins of the paper to get them all in. Isn't that funny? I was like, I don't want to start second. I shouldn't have to start second page for her team photo. What the fuck? Okay, his quotes. Listen to this. I'm going, okay, he was with Streisand for a couple years, which is kind of embarrassing.
Ew, yeah.
And he's 74. He produced A Star Is Born in 74. Apparently, he got a production credit in 2018, which seems dumb.
It's really funny, because when I saw the headline that he's the producer of A Star Is Born, I just assumed it was the new one, not the one from 40 years ago.
I guess he did help with the new one. He got a production credit.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Anyway, he also was the inspiration for Shampoo. Warren Beatty's.
Really?
Yeah, which is great. I mean, that makes him cool as hell, because that's a funny movie.
Wow, who's fallen further then? I guess she still has. Because, I mean, after all, she's a lot younger than him.
Yeah,
old balls. Gross.
It's a close one. Here's why I think they're getting married. Because this is what John Peters said. Pamela has never seen her full potential as an artist. She has yet to shine in a real way. There's much more to her than meets the eye, or I wouldn't love her so much.
What is she doing, porn? I mean, what?
Good question. What in the world is he talking about?
Has any relationship ever worked with you? No!
What art is he referring to? Is she a painter, a sculptor?
Well, model. I mean, that's artsy. I mean,
do you suppose that he actually talked to your career has so much further to go?
She bought it.
You are good shit.
There he
and
is.
I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
And there's Brett Michaels.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Schenkenberg. There's a video of her with Brett Michaels.
Yeah, sex tape with her.
There's Kelly Slater, the surfer. Arsenio Hall.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Dean Cain, Antonio Sabato Jr., David Charvet, Eric Nies of The Real World.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
talk about sleeping your way to the middle.
Of The Real World and of MTV Grind.
Next.
Wasn't he the host of that dance show, MTV?
Was he? I never saw it.
What?
I did not.
Wasn't that what, Brandon, do you remember MTV Grind?
I do not.
I was on it a few times.
Did you guys ever see, I know I asked you this.
The Grind, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Reuniting the band on VH1?
Yeah, we talked about it.
You never seen it though, right?
No.
It's I thought it was really entertaining.
They ran out of bands to reunite.
I think they may have. Plus, they can only get two ABC members out of four.
Brandon, go on YouTube and pull up MTV The Grind. There's some great video.
Scott Baio. Oh.
Yeah.
Mario Van Peebles.
Next.
Really? That's impressive.
Yes.
God, how many people? It's like a clown car.
You know,
people have been in there.
Clown
Jesus.
Cars. Someone commented.
I thought you were, like five times I thought you were done with the list.
I know, I did too. That's why someone was writing in the margin. The comment underneath one of the stories I was reading in the comments, they were just awful. And one of them said, well, you got to marry within the circle of herpes. Is he rumored to have herpes? I thought she had the
Hep.
Hep
B.
Hepatitis. Does she have herpes too?
That's a big story.
She could be ground zero for herpes if that's true.
Yeah.
With all the action she's had?
She's working on a new virus. like the coronavirus.
She's got to be ground zero.
You didn't even
for
mention
something.
The stud soccer player she just dumped,
oh,
the French
yeah.
guy.
Romy. Right. 30-year-old guy who also,
very
that
good
guy
player.
Bangs tons of chicks.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's a stud. He's got herpes now. She had to spread.
Why is soccer so stupid?
She had to spread that disease to Europe. Although, wait, she already did with Assange.
I just want to say, honestly, I have no idea if she has anything. I heard she had hepatitis.
That was always the thing.
I think she claimed Tommy Lee gave it to her.
Oh, really?
I believe there was a...
That's really classy when you point out where you got your STD from.
I think there was an argument about that, honestly, like publicly to some degree. But I could be wrong. Anyway, we wish them well. Yeah. I mean, how wonderful that they're
going
to
honeymoon.
Found love together. Very happy about that.
I hope this one works out for her.
I do, too. It's only the fifth one.
It's really sad.
Although she married one guy twice. Rick Salomon
yeah.
twice. Yeah, that's when people were getting in line.
It's a long line.
It's really getting long.
They have a thing at the end of it that says how many days the wait is in line. From this point, it's 20 days. From this point, it's 5 days.
Northwestern Tech is the heating and cooling school in Southfield, and HVAC is all they teach. The program is only 10 and a half months. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. It's 4 days, 4 hours, so you can work and go to HVAC school if you're looking for a skilled trade you can make money at. Over 90% of the graduates get jobs in the field, many while they're actually in the program. So if you're financing it through a student grant or a GI Bill, well, if you can do it through the GI Bill, you'll be very happy. Anyway, it's not like getting a four-year degree. I mean, you're not going to borrow nearly as much money. And you should make it back relatively quickly because people make, I guess, $40,000-$50,000
yeah.
after a year, typically, and maybe twice that after 5 years. Many. And
It carries a lot of weight, too, because the employers like it if you went there
yeah.
and trained.
Yeah, and actually they're looking for more and more matches where people just go directly, and that works out pretty nicely.
They provide good references, too.
I worked with him before, so I know he's really good.
Many open their own businesses. Go to northwesterntech.edu if you're looking to end your dead-end job or choose a new career path or you just have an interest in HVAC or a skilled trade. Northwestern Tech, the HVAC school that works, and that's northwesterntech.edu.
I love that.
And Kevin should be here shortly. Kevin Adele called me from Channel 38.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Do you have a show now?
Kevin Adele?
Yeah, are you going to have your own show?
No.
No. I thought he was calling you to do a TV show.
He did. Well, I don't know because he sent me a picture of the podcast studio. So maybe.
Really?
Maybe there is some crazy interest. Let me see.
You know what I like about this setup for Deeds? He's like, I don't even know what we're really doing.
Well, I think.
It's kind of like, hey, I want to watch this.
I think they really should have panels, like, except talk about local stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
You have a lot of fun. State Senator Pete Lucido tonight.
Oh, man. You know, I was on Let It Rip with him once.
Oh, you know him, right?
Yeah.
You were
yeah,
with him for 20 minutes.
I shared some screen time with him.
Let It Rip.
Some people said he was a camera hog. I don't know who that was.
Did he hit on any chicks there?
He did not. So I can, at least that time, he did not hit on anyone. But now he's got a lawsuit against him. Which is really interesting.
You know,
you know what's bullshit about the story is she said she's going to file a lawsuit. She hasn't filed one yet, though, this rep.
Well, maybe that's giving him a chance to settle it or make the proper apology or work it out.
Maybe, but do you want that in the news then if that's the case? You're planning to file? I mean, I'm sure she's going to file it. It's just kind of odd.
I would say it's a little bit bogue. This girl who was a state senator, Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, says that when she, I think it was her first day, she went in and he put his arm around her and had his hand on her upper rear.
He was shaking her hand.
Yeah.
With his right hand and then his left hand was like on her hip. She said effectively the upper rear, which is kind of a weird way to shake someone's hand.
I agree. And she was very uncomfortable, and he also said something about, well, I can see why you were elected.
He looked her up and down, raised his eyebrows, and said that, which makes it sound even creepier.
I thought the other thing was even creepier, though, with the girl in the classroom of high school kids.
Somebody
I was talking
to someone today, and they said, curb your enthusiasm kind of makes me question these stories now. Because Larry's Me Too.
It's like, wow.
Well, yeah.
Question every single
one. I think people have been questioning a lot of these stories for a long time.
Sure.
I mean, some of them turn out to be just sort of silly, or it's just one person. How can you possibly judge and cancel someone? Because you have to believe the girl.
Well, you just got to listen to him in the story. And I can see why. I mean, did he say it like that? I can see why.
Probably.
Did he squeeze the hip hand a little more?
One thing, you know, there's a lot of shitbag guys out there. In fact, I was thinking about this today, that,
don't
you know,
I know it.
This whole thing of him saying, I can see why. There are a lot of women, and this is especially true, I think, I don't mean to say older women, but more mature women. I think they really appreciate a compliment if it's said the right way. But then there's always those dorks who just, you know, there's always
ruining it for all of us.
Well, it's not that I'm dying to compliment women on how they look, but sometimes you know, if it's a friend or something, you want to tell them, hey, you look great today, or I like your dress, or whatever.
What a creep.
It's reading the room.
To have this feeling of paranoia that you're going to end up getting, you know, in some horrible trouble, and because there are some real stupid people, but I mean, there are some pretty slimy chicks out there, too. So the idea that you should just always believe either gender is madness.
Can you read the room a little bit?
No. I mean, some people
will never
read. If
you're a state senator, should you be saying that to another senator? Is that ever going to win for you?
It's not even close.
You probably shouldn't say it to your subordinate either, or reporter.
Hey, do we have anything going on with the Hall Financial Hotline, where, by the way, they want to know if you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, because they could save you money for many,
we call
many
Stan.
Years. Stan's always available. You should always be mentioned with the Hall Financial Hotline.
How about that great story about the guy that strangled the coyote?
Holy crap.
Who attacked his child during a family walk?
I heard about that. I haven't seen it, though.
I always wondered about that. Like,
is there a video of it?
No, I don't. I think they were on a little nature walk and nobody could pull out their camera in time. That would have been better, though, if he paused before he strangled and said, hey, someone record this.
That's what I would expect someone to do in this day and age.
And I think you were upstairs yesterday when I was talking about the 103-year-old World War II veteran who had 9 medals for service, but he didn't get 8 of them. They only awarded him 1 medal, so they made sure he got all 8 before he died. It's kind of a cool story. But the best part about it is his last name is Fantasia.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's just a real reason to call him.
Hi, Mr. Fantasia. Well, we do have that audio.
Fantasia, gentlemen. Fantasia.
That guy who never calls us back.
No, what a jerk.
If you're paying more than 4% of your mortgage, if you have lingering high interest rate credit card, that's just terrible if you do. You may or may not know that right now rates are within fractions of a percentage point of their lows of the last 10 years. Which is why you should call the company with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's recently been averaging 10 days from start to finish on listeners that have applied for a refi of their mortgage, and that's Hall Financial. You can either go to DrewandMike.HallFG, click the link on our website, go to DavidHallMortgage.com. So many ways. They make it easy. And a lot of homeowners need to reduce their rate, shorten their term, eliminate PMI, or take cash out, and this is still a great time. People don't really talk about it, and don't take my word for it. Get in touch with Hall Financial and say, you know what? I want to give it a shot because I'm hearing about people saving money over long, long periods. And I've got 23 years left on my mortgage. Don't say it's 23 years. Just say how many years that have left. Anyway, 248-308-5000 for David Hall and Hall Financial.
We're looking at money.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. And let's see, since Dietz is late. What's up with that?
Maybe he's lost.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to get lost on the street.
I don't feel tardy.
I can tell you, I hate the fact that you can't park on the other side of the street.
I know. Why is that?
I know. We tried it the one day. We got busted.
By the cops. The cops showed up.
Interrupted the show.
Well, a neighbor called.
Right, of course. Ooh. I think I know which one.
I think I do, too. What is the deal with that? I'm not really aware of that many streets where you can only park on one side.
I'm not aware of it either.
I think
why is their side the side you can't park on?
A bunch of jerks.
You have a lot of traffic on this road. If people were parking on both sides, they'd be running into cars.
Except they do it on Sherman, the one that connects to 10 Mile.
They do it on all these streets down here by Woodward.
I know.
I mean, a guy hit my house.
That's right.
Can't park on the side of the road. Didn't help him.
I wonder if those two bands are still together.
Good question.
They morphed into one super band.
Fast. Simple and easy experience while saving you fat stacks of cash. That's what DealsInTheD.com is all about. Do you want to save time while saving money? Do you want to have fun while having a great experience? If yes is the answer, go to Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Zot Ford, or the best kept secret in Detroit, Zot Toyota. Because that's where Thad Zot, Jeff Schneider, Todd Zot, and Steve Gabar take great pride in rolling out the red carpet to Drew and Mike listeners, all while making buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned vehicle the most refreshing thing you'll do. And be sure to call Bentley if you're going to Zot Ford, by the way. He'd love to see you. And he's causing more trouble.
He is.
On Twitter. Oh my God. Can we play this or should we not play this? I'm afraid our show's going to get canceled.
Oh, we should play it.
Okay.
I think some of his tweets are really on point, especially the one about Hillary and the one about Alyssa Milano. Why is Alyssa Milano at the impeachment hearings?
I know. It's
somebody
so tiresome. Go surf their ridiculous deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com and tell them any of or all of us sent you. And then Dr. Yaldo wants to remind you again, it's 2020, so why aren't you 2020 in 2020? That is without glasses and contacts. It's the only way to opt for a safe, painless, brief procedure, the Yaldo Eye Center. Whether it's a multifocal implant or the standard LASIK, Dr. Yaldo examines your eyes. He might tell you it's too soon, it might be right on time, or you might want to wait a few years for the multifocal implants. But people are coming out of there with fantastic vision, all kinds of fabulous quotes from people. In fact, I gave Trudy a list of them yesterday. The last time I was in there, gave me an evaluation, said I had 2015 vision, which is better than perfect, I guess. Yeah, that's better than perfect. What did they have to include the I guess in the quote? I was very frustrated wearing glasses and getting them replaced every year. I went in, scheduled it. Probably a month or so later, I had the operation. The next day, I was able to see the clock, the TV without glasses for the first time in well over a decade. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. Get a consult with Dr. Yaldo or go to Yaldo Eye Center. Is Kevin stiffing us?
No, he'll be.
I know, kids.
All right, so here is the video that Hogg put out. I think we played it. It's just a couple seconds here.
Oh, where he's
the
asking.
The Second Amendment is being used as a right to oppress our First Amendment as children to say that we should be protected, not guns. So what I'm going to ask you to do is record a video with the hashtag #IStandWithVirginia expressing your support for common sense gun laws in the state of Virginia.
So, of course, Jim Bentley is going to respond with his own video. And here he is, and it just so happens to look like he is sitting on the toilet. Here we go.
David, thank you so much for standing up for our First Amendment rights. We really need to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's getting scary that people are able to use the Second Amendment against us and suppress our First Amendment rights.
Jim.
I stand with Virginia.
No, he sent me a video before he put that one.
It was
up.
A live fart.
I know.
Well, live to tape, I should say.
First video he sent didn't have a fart. And I said, Jim, I was waiting for, you know, a Cardi B type dump. He goes, let me see what I can do. Like 30 minutes later.
Right.
That was not his best fart.
Sitting on a toilet.
Oh, believe me, he's probably ashamed of it.
Sitting on a toilet.
No, of course, there've got to be Second Amendment people just ripping him a new ass.
Surprisingly, there weren't too many. A lot of people, I think, were our listeners.
Oh, okay.
But he had one today where he's getting hammered for.
Yeah.
And it is he replied to Alyssa Milano's tweet, which was really annoying. Let me pull it up. Unless you have it.
So, Alyssa Milano, apparently she got stopped.
She's there. She had to turn in her phone.
So she tweeted a photo of whatever form she had to fill out.
Yeah.
I'm in the Senate chamber for the removal trial. This is what democracy looks like. They're taking my phone. I'll update later. #impeachment.
Oh, I see. So in a democracy, they don't take your phone?
No, no. And so Jim wrote, thank you very much for your service, Alyssa Milano. You're a true patriot. When are you going to run for office? 48 replies. 48 replies. He said he's just getting hammered by the right.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? What's happening?
Drew thought you were stiffing us.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were ditching us. Kidding. Kevin's all dressed up.
It's like he's
first
got
time
a
in months.
It's like you got a TV show.
I heard you were doing Facebook Live, so I wanted to look good.
Oh, you had to get extra dressed up, Kevin. Extra dressed up for Facebook Live. Well, you got makeup on too. You're all ready for TV.
I came from TV set, shooting promos, getting ready, doing stuff.
So this is the first time on TV since you left Channel 4.
Yeah, I think so.
Was there a non-compete?
We took care of that.
Okay.
So, are you nervous?
About TV?
No, I mean...
About the show?
Obviously, you do TV, but, I mean, this is live. It's...
It's on tape. We're taping them.
What?
Wow, don't tell anybody that. Yes, he's very nervous, Drew. Yeah.
Are you going to do live shows?
They are live on tape. If they go well, we're going to do live shows. But okay. Right now, we're doing them live on tape.
Live. So, that's pretty smart.
Why am I so offended that it's not live when our podcast isn't really live? It's live right now, but
what?
It's...
Right. It's not like this. Live. It's live on tape. Yeah. So, you know, the thing is that I've been doing this fill-in stuff at WJR. And I'm having a blast. I mean, I love it. It's like, you know, 7-8 minute segments to talk to people. So
I forgot you were doing WJR because that is a logical step to doing a live television type show. Because okay, I'll just tell you what I thought your show should be before I know what it is.
Well, we can change it. Hold on. There's time.
my gut feeling was, and Charlie and ML were here, and we were talking a little bit about it, was that they wouldn't have the staff to do a normal newscast, per se, and have reporters out in the street and people.
Staff, right here.
Yeah, there's the staff. And I wondered, you know, gee, how many producers does he have? Does he have a producer and a couple other people? And I figured something like CNN and Fox are doing at night, where you have a guest or two guests or something like that, and you break down a topic, and hopefully you get a little fireworks, and maybe you take a, I don't know, can you take phone calls?
Yeah, you
can take phone calls.
I pictured it kind of like WJR segments, so I wasn't terribly nervous about it. I've been doing that for several months now, and I'm like, look, let's spend 8 minutes talking about something people want to talk about. The TV part of it...
Are you hoping for a younger audience in WJR?
Hey, any audience. I'll start with any audience. I'm not going to start kicking people out already.
I know what you mean.
So the production side of it, people who are smarter than me do that. They'll try and make it look good. So I was thinking it was more like this, like a podcast with a camera, right?
Sure.
We see those all the time, Joe Rogan, stuff like that. Yeah. I was thinking more like that. It's a little room with a microphone like this.
Yeah. Really? I like that.
Yeah, it looks just like this.
I think you need some crap on the wall, like we have, maybe.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Make it look even looser. Did you guys see this?
I may take some with me.
Yeah, that looks pretty loosey-goosey.
Yeah, so it's a microphone. It looks like this. It's a microphone. There's a camera in the corner. It's not high-tech. We're not trying to compete with any of the other news stations, that's for sure. We're not doing what they do.
We're really relying on you.
They are.
That's a big bet.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think people – I always feel in a way – because TV people, some TV people are just loaded with ego. Not all. I actually like TV people generally, but, you know, it's only natural. You're on TV. Everyone recognizes you. And I always sort of felt like, but you do these brief segments and we have these open mics for hours and hours. Get over yourself.
Hey,
it's hard, but you've been doing JR.
Well,
you know.
When I went over to JR, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I mean, it felt like, I don't know, like an air traffic controller or something. I mean, stuff's coming at you, papers like this, papers everywhere.
Exactly.
That was my biggest fear today. I'm like, where do I put all the papers? Do I get to look down or do I have to look up? You know, I mean, that's what I'm afraid of right now. Because when you're doing radio, you got papers everywhere and you're pulling stuff and you're grabbing stuff and you're talking. I'm not worried. It's only a half hour. You're doing what? Three?
Well, we do really two, like. Yeah. Two to two and a half.
More
like two and a half, though, but we don't have those long commercial breaks anymore.
Right.
And I like that because, honestly, I feel like we can charge more if you do a spot alone or with another commercial and you're selling it. It's not pushing a button
right.
and disconnecting and then, you know, it's eight just, commercials run.
It's just right in the middle of it and you just go with it.
It works better.
Good luck with the podcast.
It works very well.
So I was basically just thinking that's what it would be. But then I was watching – I started watching the CNN and MSNBC to see how they do it. And I'm like, well, it's just the same thing with more money. They just got a fancy set. They put up a full-screen graphic. They got a guest. They talk to them, video remote. I may have to take someone on the phone.
When you have the guest, just have them in a next door or something with a green screen behind them. Because it looks bigger if you have somebody via satellite.
There you go.
You know, right? Fake it.
Stay over there.
It's TV.
Right.
You know, I like the logo.
Hot, right?
Yeah.
It's old school.
Did you come up with that logo?
I did not. I don't agree.
I thought it was pretty cool.
It's kind of old school.
It is old school. Yeah. And also,
News now.
The globe just looks like you're connected to the whole globe.
Do you remember the Lou Gordon show? Or you have to Google it?
That was preceded me here, but I've heard so much about it. I mean, he had to be good.
Oh, he's good. You got to check him out on YouTube. But
pronounced Gordon.
I have seen him actually on YouTube.
I think it was a half hour show. It was a half hour show. He had no script, no nothing. Just sit down. I'm going to just ask you stuff and they kind of got heated.
He made it
they
happen, though, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Was that a high-rated show? It must have been.
I don't know. I think it was. It was on for a long time.
If people are still talking about
his daughter is Deb Gordon, the
attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so what's on the show tonight?
So we are talking a little bit about Pete Lucido. Are you guys talking about him?
Yes. Yep. We were just talking about him.
Made the rundown.
I think it's a perfect topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Right? I didn't think he would make it because he had simmered down and died off a couple days ago a little bit.
But
then he was back. We have a new cycle.
Yes.
Did you try getting him on?
I did try. I got probably the same. Do you guys call for responses on your show?
Never. No. Never.
Just use other people's. Yeah. I got the same response the Free Press got it didn't happen. It's politics.
That is the worst. It's politics is just the worst answer to me. Yep. Okay, well, that's bullshit.
The political
answer. I don't believe you.
But that's where we're at now, right? Everything with the president and everything. I mean, everything is just politics and they say, okay.
How about one of the two females? Can you get them on?
I hope so. I mean, it's a work in progress. So.
Show's in five and a half hours.
Waste of my time here.
What about some of those boys from De La Salle?
I know. Well, I think
those guys on.
I think those guys are the key. They heard it. I mean, if they have to get call those poor guys back into having to talk about stuff. But if those guys heard the conversation, that will determine who's telling the truth in that. And this latest thing doesn't look good, but it's interesting. It's interesting. It's more interesting than the impeachment.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. You know, I started to watch it today and I'm listening to all these Democrats say that, you know, this is a travesty and what they're doing. And somebody's even suggesting that there ought to be action taken or we should be talking about removing senators for what they're doing. And it's the same thing I heard when it was in the House, except the Republicans were saying it.
You get to remove them at the next election. Show up and vote and pick who you're mad at and take them out of office. But it is, I mean, it's frustrating to watch. I'm kind of a history buff, so from a historical standpoint, mm-hmm. I don't mind watching along. But when you already know the outcome, it's not that much fun.
I can't even say the history intrigues me that much this time.
Been through enough of them.
Actually, yeah.
It's because you're too close to it right now. Give it a few years.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what, if we were looking at a history book in 30 years, what's happened already that would be, that a kid would go, oh my God, and remember it and, you know, discuss
it. Some crazy curveball that happens because Trump does something that makes the whole Constitution fall into question. And but, I mean you just never know.
He's the third to be impeached, the first before. I mean, that's really going to be the first thing after on his bio now.
But I got that. I mean, I'm just trying to say.
30 years from now.
Has something happened? Has there been a moment that was so interesting?
The Iran. But maybe that's because we just remember it.
Well, it depends. If people come in and testify, we'll have to see. I mean, there's a lot of people who haven't talked yet. We don't know what they knew.
The thing about this is I feel like I'm hearing the same thing over and over. I don't know that anybody – well, maybe I'm wrong about this. I don't feel like there's an argument over – I don't believe that was a perfect phone call. I really don't.
Okay, there's no argument there.
I don't think – I haven't heard anyone else say it was a perfect phone call. It was stupid. It was wrong. You know, whether it rises to that level is certainly debatable, but –
well, isn't it I don't feel like that?
More. I'm not sure what more witnesses are going to say
It's the obstruction of Congress is what he was impeached for, and kind of.
It's up to the public. I mean, if the public's not outraged, then it's not going to happen. I mean, if the public's outraged.
Well, half
outraged,
the public is outraged.
Yeah. Half, but it's got to be more than half. It's got to be 60%.
It's not going to be more than half.
No.
But it's not going to happen.
Because I honestly believe what I said was true the other day. I said if Trump bombed Jamaica, 43% would say, yeah! And what, 48% would say that's terrible. And if Trump saved two kids from being hit by a car, 48% would say, that kid's bruised up. He should have let him get hit by the car. They'd have been safer. And 43% would say he's a hero.
But don't
That's right.
I like this show. Don't you feel like, though, every...
Feel free to use drops on your show. I think it has a lot.
I think so. I'm going to get with you guys. So,
one yeah, you absolutely. Should definitely use is this one.
I will slap your face.
There you
she
go.
Said that to you, right?
There you go.
Just Jackie Curry.
You found it.
Yep. My friend.
Well, then you better look where you're going, because I will slap your face.
Now, why did she want to slap your face?
She had a driver who was a Detroit police officer, and he had to go get dry cleaning and things, and he could have maybe been doing something else, and it was just one of those deals.
Well, following people around in this town just has been so good for news. So many people to follow around who aren't doing their jobs.
Yeah, if there's no time for any reporters to follow anyone around anymore. They got to do three stories a day.
It's true.
You're right.
The follow around days are over.
What have you seen on TV news since you haven't been on TV news that's made you say, "Oh, that's a great story"? Or
I haven't seen TV news since I haven't been on TV.
What?
News. Yeah, I haven't watched.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, on purpose?
I just haven't watched.
Do you not want to? I mean, you're like, "Oh my God, for this song, I need a break from this."
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
It was a long run.
I think we took a break.
It was 26 years, you know, every day.
26 years?
Yeah.
And that all at Channel 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, as far as the end of Channel 4, and I don't want to spend a ton of time on this, but, you know, I read the story, and I kind of said, wait a second, it seems to me the person that it was, first of all, is a joke. It was, you know, we've seen a lot of these things where somebody makes, whether it's a tweet, a joke, and it's like, get them out of here, that's terrible. With 26 years at Channel 4, considering the person who was part of the joke, which I thought was tepid, he wasn't offended, was he?
No.
Okay, so was this – it's a hard question. Was there somebody who's just a shitster or somebody who just
– Look, they have a policy, and I violated it. So they have the right to –
What was the policy exactly?
They have a policy about things that are said or not said or whatever. I don't.
That's like, a weird policy.
I should have brought more papers. Like I told you. Everyone's got a policy.
Yeah.
Look, they have a policy. I violated it and I apologized for it. And I'm friends with the person. We're very good friends. We talk all the time.
It's just interesting to me though that he. It seems like the person usually makes a complaint. If someone's upset, they make the complaint, and then they judge as to whether or not, as opposed to someone else.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me, honestly. If someone doesn't want me there, that's fine with me. And they could just said, you know what, that's enough. It's okay. It's totally fine. I really love everyone at Channel 4. Man, I miss those people. I spent 26 years with them all the time. It's like family. You've been in these long gigs.
Yeah, I was.
I'm not mad at anybody. That happened, and it was time to try and move on to something else. And you take a minute, and you catch your breath, and you say, what do you want to do now? And I was thrilled that WJR had any interest in me filling in for the guys over there, and I'm enjoying it, and I like it, and I think I'm going to like this show too, because it feels like it's going to be similar to that, and it's different than what I was doing. So if one of the stations has called and said, we really want you to jump in and do exactly what you're doing, but do it over at this station, I don't think I would have done it. I think I felt like it was time to do something else. And so,
is that why you made the joke?
No.
Did you at least think in your mind, like, hey, what about this person when they said that? And this person when they said that?
Yeah, please tell me you weren't quite as chill at that moment.
All right, now, let me grab all the things that everybody in this room has done in the past, and let's start talking about it. I'd like to go through them one by one. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter. No, we ain't going back.
Well, I was going to say, too, you know, I worked at Riff for 22 years. I'm not really mad at Riff.
Right, why would
never
you?
Mad. I mean, I'm not.
20 years.
I
mean,
you know.
They were good to you, right? I mean.
Generally speaking, I mean, if you look at the whole ball of wax, I really don't have any complaints. I'm not bitter at all. It was like, wow, that was really.
Channel 4 gave me every opportunity in the world. I got to do so many things for so many years.
And
it was
so
phenomenal.
Many of them on top of the building. I swear.
Every
time you did a stand-up, you were outside.
That was the spot, man. Yeah. That was the only way they could guarantee I wouldn't miss the live shot is have it on the building.
I thought you were like some smoker. Like, I got to do it outside. I got to do it outside in the building every day.
I'm trying to think. Channel 4, Carmen's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Are they about to experience it? Because Channel 7 made that giant turnover.
Oh, yeah, they did. Have a lot of channels.
They still are, it seems.
Yeah, Channel 2 is turning over.
Channel 7's different because they have Channel 20 as well, so they got to feed a lot of product, you know, a lot of newscasts. So they're moving back and forth to those shows. And so,
is that your competition, 10 o'clock?
Sure. I don't have any competition. It's just me and a microphone. What? Yeah. You're my competition.
Well,
I gotta get people to turn your podcast off for half an hour at 10 o'clock and listen to me talk for half an hour.
I don't think we have a lot of people listening at 10 p.m. actually. I'm trying to think, what's on at 10 p.m.? I would think your competition would be CNN and Fox and people that go, hey, he's doing something local and I'm interested in, you know,
well, we gotta
politics
just find
or whatever.
Out.
I mean,
what Let It Rip's doing at 10:30 and then do it before.
Beat
them to the punch.
That's good.
That's good. Really, because I'm trying to think locally. There's no.
Oh, I mean, Channel 20 has a newscast and Channel.
Wait, Channel 20?
Yeah, it's, yeah,
it's
Channel
owned
7.
By 7. It's owned
oh,
by
yeah,
7.
Okay,
so
okay.
So
yeah.
Channel 20 has a newscast and Channel 50 starting one tomorrow. A little plug for Channel 50.
That's
so weird.
And what's the Channel 2, of course, which is the powerhouse.
I read that Channel 50 is going back into the news business. I'm like, wait. Channel 50, they're going to hire?
No,
really?
They're not. So what they're going to do is they're going to, I think it's kind of like the sports, Fox Sports thing they did. So Dallas is going to be where the newscast is. And then they're going to throw in some local pieces or cut to somebody who's going to do something local.
Well, that'll be great.
In the middle.
Do you know who is local that's going to be the head of that? Or
I didn't read who it was. It's MMJ stuff, you know.
I don't think it's going to do very well.
Look, the market may need something. I'm not sure that's what it is.
It's not going to cost much, though.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Do you guys watch the news all the time? I know you tape the news all the time. You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I generally try to watch the news, although I watch it less now.
You fast forward through it, or do you
sure.
sit down oh,
yeah.
and watch it?
Yeah. It depends.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who's got time to watch all that?
I have to admit, though, I watched the news a lot more 5 years ago, and probably 10 years ago more than 5 years ago, and I'm probably more like the guy who gets it on his phone or on his computer than I ever thought I would be. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that, frankly, you know, with the staffs being reduced so much, there's just not as much on. I mean, used to be you'd see a great promo, whether it was Scott Lewis or you or Charlie LaDuff or ML or you know, there was some really good reporting being done on local news. And I feel like there's a real dearth. And that's why I was shocked that Channel 2 let ML walk out the door. I thought, are they crazy? I mean, really? There's just not that many people that have to do great work.
It's a sad day. I mean, everything's gotten trimmed down. The regular stories are a minute ten. The investigations, I mean, they used to be 8, 9, 10 minutes. They like those tight at 3.
I don't know. Why would they want to do them so tightly now? Because there's the staff to.
I think it's more the consultants have said that's the attention span that our viewers have. They're like, they
want
to
speeding
move
through
on.
Too many things.
Are you talking to consultants about your?
Hey, oh yes.
And so, what are they saying?
Well, I'm gonna call you back tomorrow and find out.
That's fun.
So far, we got a couple ideas to beat Let It Rip to the punch.
Yes.
You're gonna call it Rip It Up.
Rip It Up.
Well, I'm trying to think because you have Let It Rip. I know Devin does Flashpoint.
Yeah.
But you know, that's once a week. 62's got something once a week, so at least you get to beat. I
mean, oh, yeah, the 62
you're doing
news
it daily at 10. You can beat them all to the punch.
I'm totally open. Totally open to ideas. Now, I don't
any
know.
Any other
look,
topics for this week that you're thinking, oh, maybe we'll do that Thursday or that?
Look, we had Andy Arena on. He's going to talk about the shooting down of the general, the Iranian general. Is it assassination? Is it an illegal assassination? Or is it a good takedown of a terrorist? You'd probably be surprised what he thinks. And
it sounds like a promo.
Can you tweet that out for me? It's talking to people who worked in interesting places, know a lot, been around, who may have a different perspective than you might think on things. And hopefully, you know, some open talk. We got into the breathalyzer thing with the MSP. That's a crazy story.
Pretty big story that's not getting much coverage.
There's a lot of stuff that's coming out. I mean,
wait, what story? The breathalyzer story?
They found out the breathalyzers were faulty, so now what happens to all these convictions of drunk driving?
Well, the guys who checked them were the ones that were the problem. They're supposed to go recalibrate and make sure they work. They're just penciling in stuff, fudging numbers.
What?
You know, going to the beach. I don't know what they're doing.
That's pretty messy.
They weren't. There's 50 cases that they know of that are a problem that they're probably going to have to throw out. And the lawyers are saying, no, if they lied about something, they lied about all of them. They want them all thrown out. There could be new trials in all of them.
Wow.
It's like, just I don't know, who's supposed to watch the people who watch the breathalyzer machines? You know, it's just there's so much to keep an eye on. There's just so many stories. You don't really ever run out of stuff to talk about, do you?
Oh, no, never. You know, I was just going to mention, because you're talking about local stuff, last night I saw an hour-long special on the ID channel. It was People Magazine Investigates. Do you ever watch ID Channel?
Yeah, Chris Hansen's still on it sometimes, so I catch him. He's an old friend.
Will you tell him we want him on the podcast?
Oh, he'll come on.
We were talking about his YouTube show.
Yeah, it's crazy. Onision. It's crazy.
Exactly. Tell me about what now. How you were working on that too, weren't you?
No, I do a podcast with Mike.
Oh,
Morse.
Mike Morse, and you're working with Mike.
So yeah, and so Mike, I brought Chris in to do an interview to Mike's podcast, and Chris has been doing this Onision thing, and it's been getting crazier and crazier and crazier.
Oh, it's a great story.
And so so Morris is helping Chris with legal issues, whether it's YouTube
on site
or people. Yeah,
well, at his house.
At first, it wasn't at first. At first, it was on the phone with letters, but they were finding out there's these strike orders, like if you can strike someone's video on YouTube, and if they get three strikes, they're kicked off YouTube. And so people all fight each other. It's this whole crazy stuff.
I got to ask you something. What does it take? I mean, we hear now that he's been grooming
Onision
teenagers, for years. Girls 14 years old, moving into the home at 16, not to mention all the crazy rules. I mean, a little R. Kelly-ish, it sounds like to me. Why would YouTube not at least suspend all his accounts? We talked about this yesterday. I was stunned by that.
Yeah, that is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
It is stupid.
It's Onision. Not great. Yeah, we thought it would all come crashing to an end when Chris Hansen showed up on his doorstep and knocked.
Absolutely. How's Chris doing?
He's doing great. He's really doing
good.
Well. Yeah.
Didn't you used to do some of those where you busted people?
Yeah, so I started the Predator show here in Detroit.
Did you get a piece of his?
No, but we're
Did
friends.
Did you shake
I
your fist at the TV?
One time, he said that I had given him the idea.
I think he owes you.
That sounds pretty good.
Chris, this dude should be arrested for thief.
Chris actually got me my job at Channel 4, so we're all good there. When he left, he really went to bat and said, look, I got all these contacts. I'm going to give them to Dietz. Dietz lives here. He wants to work here, so he's coming to one of the stations. And so he was very helpful in me getting that job. So he can have the Predator life.
Did you like doing the Predator stuff?
Predator life.
It was weird. Like, it was the not looking away from a car crash thing. Yeah. It was, and you knew it instantly. So you're like, who in the world's going on? So if it was like a young kid, like somebody 18 who might have just been awkward with people his own age, you're like, it's icky. But then, when it's a grown man coming over, with a bag of Twinkies, and we had started that. We had him come by with some stuff so that we knew it was him, And he's running down the street. I'm like, Chris, man, if you did this with your budget, this could be pretty cool.
Just referencing that.
Well, ML was telling us that you were chasing after a guy going, I thought you were going to bring me wine coolers.
Yeah.
Where are my wine coolers?
Yeah. Chris waited like 2 years before he pitched it. He didn't think it was the right show for him. He waited a couple of years, and then that thing took.
It did. Put him on the map, really. I mean, he's a great reporter anyway.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun to watch those guys down at Onision's house, though, and knocking on the door.
He calls 911.
Yeah, of course.
You're stalking me!
Which is like, I'm like, that's fantastic. He made the story. He made your story. You had nothing. You had you guys standing around, and then nothing. They probably would have called 911 on themselves to get the police to come. Had he not done it for him.
For him to say, though, that they're stalking me.
Oh, that's great. You know, YouTube stalkers here.
Oh, God. I just want this guy thrown off of YouTube.
Like, do you know his name? It's Chris Hansen. Oh.
Yes.
Have a seat.
He's off Patreon.
What are
you doing here? He's off Twitch.
So he can't collect any money anymore. He can still have free speech. I guess that's where
he can't get YouTube can't make him money.
It's YouTube money though.
Don't know if he's been suspended from that or not.
No, he's not.
He's still on there. I don't know if they run ads or not. That's the big question.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I understand, like, you got to be with Patreon or one of these things to actually make money off of YouTube.
Oh, he's been hurt. Yeah. He's absolutely been hurt.
Well, now they want to find out if he's collectible. So some of these women want to file a civil action and see if he has any money. He's been on the internet saying, I live in a tent. I don't have any money. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
He looked okay.
He has some tax problems.
Yeah.
I mean, he does.
People are going to be lining up to catch his whatever money's still there.
I'm not surprised by that, though. A lot of these guys, they're so young when this giant success hits, and there's these young females. First of all, there's that problem, which is prevalent. YouTube. And then there's a problem that you're 20 years old and all this money's coming in, and you know you need somebody to be helping you, for Christ's sake. And
I saw, then there's whatever, there's a, the, so there's Onision, and then there's Hanson, and these guys are getting hundreds of thousands of hits, right? Then there's just guys who talk about Onision and Hanson, and they get 400,000 or 500,000 hits, and people are calling them too. They think they're great and famous and wonderful. And I saw this YouTube guy talking about Onision and Hanson. He's saying, look, this is a real problem. You know, we get calls from people who are like groupies. I'm like, you know, why bother, you know, hitting your three-pointer in the NBA when all you have to do is start a YouTube channel?
YouTuber. Well, you got to have some talent to do that. I mean, somehow they do tap into the 13, 14-year-olds. You know, I don't know. I would say, God, there's really people who think that's funny, and they do.
I mean, some people were saying, like, you know, how do you get traction in YouTube? And there's all these things. Well, make sure you do this and your hashtags and all that. I think you have to talk about what 18 to 20-year-olds are talking about, or, you know.
It helps to have a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
A lot. Anyway, Kevin, we got to move on.
All right.
And you got to go because you got to go to work.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I will slap your face.
WADL, Channel 38, 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock
tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, and then again Monday.
If all goes well.
What, you're not on probation this week, are you?
No. We'll be there. Okay. We're going to be there.
Looking well, hey, good luck, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks,
Kevin Dietz.
Now get out of here.
Lost.
He's back. You can walk him up, Mark. I'll talk about our friends at the fine folks from Zot and our troublemaking Jim Bentley.
Oh, boy, yeah.
He is, man, oh, man. Our friends at Zot Ford in Holly are proud to have Jim Bentley on hand. In fact, which ad am I reading here? Oh, yeah, this
one. Reading? It's a brand new one.
As they always say, the best way to support our podcast is to support our sponsors. That's what they always say. That's what I always say. If you or anyone you know is in the market for a new Ford or superb pre-loved vehicle, please give our friend and esteemed colleague Jim Bentley, the esteemed person we were just talking about who had the response on Twitter just a few minutes ago, a chance to make all your wildest automotive dreams come true. In fact, maybe he can do some of his little videos while you're there. That'd be fun. Plus, right now, Zod Ford's Winter Wonderland clearance event, they have all the trucks and SUVs you could ever want. Ford Example. Lease, isn't that clever?
Ford Example.
Lease the number one selling truck in America, new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, under $100 a month. Or lease Detroit's favorite SUV, the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4, as low as $112 a month. Finally, during Zod Ford's Winter Wonderland event, lease Michigan's sportiest SUV, the new 2020 all-wheel drive Ford Edge SEL, as low as $168 a month. Call Bentley or Anthony Ketchum at the magic number, 248-215-5151. Hey, that's the same number to activate the trifecta, the lock trifecta.
It is?
I think they'd have a new number.
Oh, well, can use the same one.
I guess so.
Two birds, one phone.
Except you can't lock in the trifecta anymore. I think that's why I thought they'd have a new phone number.
Can I ask them?
248-215-5151. Call Bentley. Pick a time to grab your sweet new rod from Zot Ford.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
So the news
it sounds
broke.
Huge already.
Oh, I'm not joking. This one's big. It started with the Rurs.
Wait, is this bigger than what you told me before the show?
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Before the show, it was a bunch of police were on scene in front of his house, so we didn't know what it is.
Oh, boy.
But now it is an accusation of battery and burglary, and cops are working on an arrest warrant for Antonio Brown.
He's
been accused of felony battery and burglary stemming from an incident with a driver who works with a moving company. Cops.
What? I'm just disappointed that I didn't take the bet.
I know, but Drew and I were talking.
Oh, that's right.
We were talking about that yesterday.
I think we changed our position.
Yeah, that he will be arrested because he wasn't paying his lawyer, and then he'd be in contempt of court, and they would have just thrown him in jail.
He may be arrested multiple times this year.
Brandon, see if you can do it real quick. Maybe the odds haven't changed yet.
I'll try.
But, yes, the driver works for a moving company. Cops are working to get the warrant right now and are trying to get him to surrender peacefully.
Wait,
should we call him?
You mean tell me there's a standoff?
I don't know if there's an active scene in front of his house.
Is this being carried live possibly on?
I can't find it.
ESPN?
I've been looking. They would never cover that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a standoff.
I'm looking
online. Standoff's a standoff. An Antonio Brown standoff, that's like OJ's Bronco chase.
I think so too.
They have a cop. They have a helicopter out there.
Oh, what are you watching, Brandon?
That's just a screenshot from the helicopter. Let me see if I can find actual video or.
There's
a live.
No way they're going to interrupt the impeachment boring show for this.
You know what's so funny? Right? That's how you could get me to watch
CNN,
Fox News, or CNN right now is full live coverage of the Antonio Brown standoff.
Let's see.
I mean, can I call it a standoff?
Gonna,
is that fair?
You're not going to appeal.
It's a standoff, yeah.
I'm just telling you, that's how you would get me to watch. I don't know about everybody else.
No. They want to listen to this.
Sorry, it's right. Changing on me.
Put in the impeachment. I just want to hear it for like, see how long I can stand
military
it.
Military financing, okay, FMF, sorry. Including but not limited to all communications with Yawn. The White House, Department of Defense, and the Office of Management and Budget, as well as the Ukrainian government's knowledge prior to August 28, 2019, of any actual or potential suspension, so withholding,
yeah,
delaying, freezing, or releasing of United States foreign assistance to Ukraine.
Okay, I'm done.
Including all meetings, Dreamweaver. Calls, or
it's
other
boring.
ESPN News. You think it's on ESPN News? I mean, it's a news channel.
Should
I
they? Would,
I think it should, honestly.
They never have any news on ESPN News.
Yeah, we got to stay with the Will Cain show. Ugh.
ESPN.
I mean, you know, maybe my judgment's completely off. I just think a standoff at Antonio Brown's house, what
I know.
Would be more interesting right now? Is it, Mark, am I wrong to call it a standoff?
No, you saw all the cops out there.
So he won't come out of the house.
Hollywood police are investigating Antonio Brown. Same thing. He just hasn't come out yet.
Oh, I got it.
Sweet.
Wait a sec. That's his house?
Yeah. That's the street we always see. It's
that's
just,
not his only. Wait,
is that one house or is
he
that
has
like
more
a
than one
fancy
house?
Row house?
That has to be multiple units.
What a terrible
it's
neighborhood!
It's got to be like a condo. Is this all
way too
be?
Close no, to your neighbors for that?
Where are the cops?
Well, they're right out front. Right see, cop car.
There's how many cop cars are there?
I see four.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is his driveway.
Right.
They're not in the driveway. They must be in the house or maybe in their cars. I don't know. Maybe it's not a standoff.
Well, they said they're trying to
get him to surrender.
Yeah.
That sounds like a standoff to me.
Well, semi-truck pulled up.
I see people walking out there. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, let me interrupt this emergency coverage, this breaking news on the ABNN, to tell you that Luke Nowacki would love to come up with... Oh, we have our we have an awesome addition to the Luke Nowacki commercial. Luke Nowacki would love to help you work on your financial future, which so many people put off. God, if you're 30 right now, 35, 40, great time to go and see Luke and think about what are you going to do down the road. Your kids maybe are going to college. You want to retire by a certain point, maybe just determining what that point is and how much you expect to spend. Are you someone who travels a lot? Are you someone who, you know, really don't spend a lot of money? Well, a lot of things you need to talk about, and it helps to have someone. In fact, I just talked to somebody who just saw Luke Nowacki and actually got a lot of important things solved. I'm very confident about breaking up a sort of a log jam in terms of debt. And when you have someone who's an expert at this looking at your income, what's coming to you maybe from a 401k, pension, whatever it might be, they can have a much better objective view and maybe come up with a plan that works for you. And that's what Luke's team tries to come up with at 248-663-4748. Also, if you're interested in investing, this is a good place to start. And, of course, we have the coverage at the end. We have to have the qualifier.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Now, that's like his 2,240th song. We didn't even know he was doing it. He just decided to do a Royal Alliance Associates song. It's crazy.
I better be streaming on all of them.
248-663.
That's the easiest song he's ever done, too.
248-663-4748 or email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com.
All right. I got the live stream going, so I'll keep an eye on the Antonio Brown situation of a large police presence in his home.
Nothing appears to be going on right now.
I'm shocked that he's not live streaming it anywhere.
Yeah, you would think, hey, did you check his Instagram?
Yeah, nothing.
No? Really?
Nothing.
Now, do we know anything about the story itself? as far as just what he did allegedly.
Just that it stems from an incident with a driver who works for a moving company. Did he steal something off of a moving truck?
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
Should we call his phone?
We could call him.
Yes, let's call him. Just to see if maybe we can break the log jam.
We might have a number for his ex, too.
Oh, is it Chrissy? Chrissa?
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Oh, that poor girl. That poor girl who has three children by him, which apparently at different times he says, that one's not mine, or those two aren't mine. He only always acknowledges that one of them are. She says they're absolutely all his kids. She has, this is incredible, this guy who has $26 million in the bank, she has no arrangement for child support.
Yeah. No, well, that's what I was going to say. I know she's a victim of this asshole, but doesn't she bear some responsibility?
Mark, his attorney has been trying to quit for the last 3 months. The judge finally allowed him to quit. Oh. This is AB's number.
Oh, wow.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please?
Probably because he's live streaming it.
Let's try her on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Do you have that number, Brandon? Did I give that to you?
You did not.
All right, here, let me write down real quick.
As we inject ourselves into the story, hopefully to somehow solve this logjam, Antonio Brown in his home.
Sorry.
I'm playing TV anchor.
I know. It's really good.
Thank you.
Presumably.
Not surrendering. Presumably there's some negotiation taking place.
Once again, Antonio Brown, former NFL player.
Who has been known to not pay his bills. Some have even referred to him as a deadbeat. And here we have another instance where Antonio Brown has some property that he did not pay for.
Last we heard, he threw a literal bag of dicks at his girlfriend. That'd be great if the news actually said that.
Antonio Brown, who threw a, and I quote, bag of dicks at his ex.
What would they say? They wouldn't say dicks. A bag. They say, I guess they'd have to say penises.
At the woman who has had anywhere from one to three of his children, depending on what day it is. Chelsea? Wait, what's her name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Really?
Some of his songs don't age well.
You have reached the voicemail box of... Testing.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, this is Drew calling, and I'm sure you're probably aware there's been a little bit of an incident involving AB, and we're just trying to help break the logjam, and just wanted to get some thoughts from you. If you could please call back the 248 number. Thank you.
Hi. So far, the camera has not moved one inch.
Okay.
There's been no movement whatsoever. And now the live video just interrupted and stopped. So that's great.
Hmm.
I can't believe they have a chopper out there for him.
Well, now, this is big news. This is huge.
There's a big-ass semi. So the chopper's moved a little bit. So now you can see another car on the street. A huge semi. I assume that's the moving company?
Maybe.
So is someone trying to move stuff out of there, and he's just keeping it? This is going to be nothing.
This is far from the first time that someone has said that he stole something from them.
Hmm.
Now, as far as the assault, he has allegedly assaulted two women at least, but I don't think he's assaulted any guys, has he?
No, that's not his MO.
Do they give the name of the person?
Assault, brother.
No,
he allegedly assaulted? Nothing.
This is, it's got a lot of moving parts, Drew.
I'm looking it up right now.
There's a lot to unpack here, guys.
There's a lot to unpack.
It's a fluid situation.
I don't see a lot of reporting.
Probably going to be a teachable moment at the end of the day.
Do you guys see a lot of reporting on this?
No, because there's not much to say.
Yeah, but usually, I mean, Antonio Brown is huge news. I'm just getting this one story. Police in Hollywood, Florida, investigating this at the home of Antonio Brown. Investigating for possible battery. Police are determining whether to bring charges against him. Not been arrested. Police do not suspect a domestic incident. Funny that they have to say that. While the circumstances behind the incident are unclear, at least one person appears to have been injured.
Oh, damn. I wish you would have taken that bet.
This is days after Hollywood police responded to a domestic dispute between Brown and his former girlfriend. Brown live-streamed the altercation on his social media. Direct explicit remarks to both the women and responding officers. They don't mention the bag of dicks. Shouldn't they at least have that? I mean, that's newsworthy. Brown's action prompted Hollywood police to return a donation he made. Blah, blah, blah. Decision to sever ties. Drew Rosenhaus severed ties with Brown earlier this week. And then finally, the judge in the Florida case allowed his attorney to quit the case. Now, he had forced him to stay on the case and to work this situation out. Antonio Brown refuses to pay him. They could not come to any agreement on any payment at all. So the judge allowed him to quit, saying that he could not force him to work for free for Antonio Brown.
Man, that, yeah, you're right, though. The news is missing out big time.
I think so. I mean, maybe this they're making more of this than it really is.
You know, we need a Robert Higgins out there.
Just going to ask everybody to be quiet for a moment. We have on the phone with us as well Robert Higgins, so who lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground. You can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
How are you?
Just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite
tense. He's not tense.
What can you see?
Oh, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looking here, he look very upset. I don't know what he gonna be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Is there anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really.
You are not in a news van.
I can see it all, and I see OJ. I see OJ, and he looks
Antonio.
Scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And baba booey to y'all.
Peter tries to raise a lot of this.
We're getting the time to make these signs.
In Brentwood, clearly an effort being made to have him come out of the vehicle.
This is Jennings.
In the doorway of the house.
House.
His friend, Al Cowling.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not. He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of name of a certain radio talk show host.
Okay, thanks, Al.
He was not there.
All right, we have him on every coast. Thank you very much. Not the first time nor the last time we'll have been had, but
maybe the worst.
Barbara, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I got to talk to somebody here.
Let there be no doubt.
Peter, there have been some...
Barbara, quiet for a second. Sorry. My apologies, but yes. He's coming out.
You have to take it out
my
on somebody.
My apologies.
He was so pissed when Al leaped in there.
I know.
And by the way, let's bring in Al Michaels, who has seen O.J. rush for 1,223 of his 12,708 yards. Also covered 11 of his 125 touchdowns. Al, what do you make of this?
Should we call Al Michaels? I think we have his phone number.
Do we?
Do we? Is that what
okay.
We've called
sure.
him before.
Let's call him.
Just to have him comment on Antonio Brown.
I heard him on Howard probably a few months ago. He was a really cool guy.
Well, to that.
Pretty good support.
No, he's a great interview. And he seems like Maz hates him, but he seems like a really good guy. I'm just surprised still to this day. That he says, you know, so there's a code at the end of there. It's indicative of a radio
East Coast
show.
Talk
like, why
show.
Why couldn't he just say Howard Stern?
Because Howard Stern was such an evil word.
Yeah,
in
but
1995.
He's not.
I don't know.
He's not praising him.
I think he was just trying to take it so serious because it was a big deal, and you didn't know what was going on. We just had this chase. And so
I also think
he was
that
trying to be a pro,
getting duped by a Howard Stern person would have sounded worse for some reason.
I don't know why. Here's Al Michaels' number, Brandon. Who knows if it still works?
What's the percentage on it, Mark?
Well, it was 100% before, because remember, we got a hold of him.
Where'd it go?
I'm handing it to you.
I'm getting multiple direct messages about police scene outside NFL star Antonio Brown's Florida home.
Are you slightly insulted?
Of course. There's already almost 200,000 viewers.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like the helicopter shot.
Yeah, that's the one.
WPLG?
Watching. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're on the PLG feed?
No, I'm watching the ABNN feed.
Oh, okay. Are they picking up the WPLG?
Just for the record, this is Al Michaels.
You've reached Alan and Linda Michaels. Please leave a message to me.
Hey, Al, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We were watching the coverage outside of Antonio Brown's home, and we thought maybe you could give us some thoughts on it. We remember your great coverage during the O.J. Simpson chase.
It's the loosest connection we could connect to it, so...
But it's also an excuse to have Al on. If you'd answered the phone, we'd have been really pumped.
Big fans.
Hope you're doing well, Al. See ya.
See ya!
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels.
Oh, two more new direct
Not.
Messages. A lot of Delonte West.
Oh, man. Too. What's the first thing you think of when you think of Delonte West?
He banged LeBron's mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, too.
And I guess, wasn't he taunting LeBron about it at one point?
Yes.
These videos are sad, man.
Why would, oh, they're incredibly sad.
Why would LeBron's mom fuck his teammate?
Well, now I question her judgment in men.
Oh, to say the least.
Well, I mean, she hit it out of the park with one. I mean, she got LeBron.
Yeah.
That's pretty successful.
What's his mom doing now? Anybody know? I mean.
Besides Delonte West?
She is agent. She is agent or something? Since he hires all his friends?
I don't know. But so you referenced Delonte West. He's just. He's on these videos getting his ass kicked in the middle of the street.
Former NBA player. How many seasons did he play? Quite a bit.
Played 10 or 11 years, I think.
His college coach is Phil Martelli, who's at Michigan now, Juwan's assistant.
Bloop.
Well, I think that's important. No? Maybe not.
I think it's
You're right.
Bloop.
It's pretty stupid. But I was going to say he tweeted out about how he's
in the cult, bro.
He's in contact to get him help.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Something tells me that. Not too many people have done too much to help this guy. Do we have the audio of him talking?
Yeah.
That they were playing. Why don't you play that? Because you can watch him get beat up, but nobody can see that. But he gets the shit beat out of him on a highway.
His salary was about $20 million for the, 13 years he played, $20 million. And then the first video, I'll play it here, but the audio is bad. It's just somebody from a car, and they're filming it in the middle of the road. There is a guy not just beating Delonte West, he's putting a smackdown on him. I mean, he's stomping his head.
He's not even fighting back.
No, he's not. It's a pretty vicious beating in the middle of the road.
Can this person turn off their phone and maybe call 911 or something?
Well, I'm sure a bunch of people called 911. There's a whole bunch of cars that are stopped now.
I think it's more likely people are filming it than calling 911 at this point.
Let's listen to him talking afterwards.
This is when the police arrive.
I saved on my life.
What?
Man, all right.
Why'd you hit him? Did he attack you first? Was it self-defense, or did you hit him?
Man, I walked down the street. The man approached me with an iron butt with a gun.
He approached you. Where's his gun at?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Do you know where his gun is?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Young champ. I'm the leader of the motherfucker.
What?
Goddamn Navy SEALs. And the army. And the Navy.
Talk that way.
I'm the fucking President Trump. I'm the real fucking president.
Okay.
I'm right now. I'm at the leader. All the gang. What happened?
That's kind of sad, man.
Do you say he's the president in there somewhere?
Yeah, probably.
He also has been seen asking for change. So apparently the $20 million he has is long gone. And today I was reading about him because so many people kept pointing out this video. I guess he's bipolar. I don't know what's up with that. Sounds like he'd been properly diagnosed and medicated at one time.
You still have to take the meds.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's far from the first guy who did not want to take his meds or stop taking them. I don't know what's happened, but frankly, I'm surprised that it could reach this point that this guy is asking people for money. I mean, he sounds like a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Getting the crap beat out of him. He's interviewed there. He's clearly not in his right mind. Can no one do anything for this guy?
I believe there was an incident 4 years ago, similar, where they thought he was homeless, and his brother said he's not homeless.
He's one of those homeless people with millions of dollars in the bank?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he disappears a few days at a time, one of those kind, if he's not taking his medications.
Well, there was a lot of action last night with people suggesting that the NBA needs to get him in rehab. Get him in rehab.
Why is he?
I don't know. Is he drunk there? Maybe he's.
He seems.
Are there substances involved? It seems to me there's something.
I'm asking honestly. Why is it the NBA's responsibility?
I don't think it really is. I just think they want them to, or they think somebody needs to do something.
Okay, that's
you would think he would have a friend.
Too bad LeBron can't help out.
Well, maybe his mom can.
Did he make a statement?
Shouldn't his mom help him?
Can you imagine that? Nope, it's not helping him. He fucked my mama. Just nope. Not going to do it.
Has she banged any other teammates of his?
You got to stop cock-blocking your mom.
Tristan Thompson, maybe? I mean, he's banging everything, Tristan Thompson.
Is she hot?
His mom?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it.
I mean,
well, why is Delonte West nailing his mom? Just so you can say he nailed LeBron's mom?
He's bipolar.
I nailed LeBron's mom!
Bipolar. It's the only way he could beat LeBron.
So he sleeps with superstars, not unattractive moms because he's bipolar?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to
I don't know.
Get some sense of what's going on here.
Maybe the mood was right at the right time and...
Were they in love? I mean, did he make love to her?
Yes. Yeah, oh, okay. They dated for a while. No. I don't,
so he didn't
I don't
just stoop her?
I think he just stooped her, didn't he?
I don't know. Was there a retap? You know that much about
I don't
it?
Know. I don't know. I think LeBron had the whole internet scrub it. He can't. Oh, Jesus. Speaking of LeBron, did you see the story about him and Kemba Walker?
No.
Kemba Walker finally beat him. He's 1-28 against him in his career. Never beaten LeBron. It was a big thing online.
Let's check back with the ABNN, which has picked up the feed outside of Antonio Brown's home.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news.
Yes, yeah, 7.8 thousand views right now. Can't they have...
7.8 thousand?
Can we call WPLG and complain that there's nobody in the chopper giving play-by-play?
Yes, we need play-by-play. That's bullshit.
Instead, we get to hear this.
They could have a huge viral thing. How can they not know this? Why do we know this and they don't?
They're really dropping the ball.
I mean, am I exaggerating? It seems to me, isn't everyone kind of interested in what's going on with this maniac?
Kevin Adele should be streaming this live on Channel 38 with Dietz.
And I'm pissed because the ABNN is picking up the feed, and so we are only as good as their feed.
There's the number. For this station, I believe. WPLG.
Should I ask for the program director? They have program directors, don't they?
News directors.
Those. News directors? Yeah, okay, I'll talk to news directors.
Or whoever is in charge of the helicopter.
Traffic department?
But that might confuse them.
That's true.
It means another thing.
Got a whole lot of money. Got a whole lot of money.
I want to talk to somebody in command.
Exactly. What are the call letters again?
BLG.
BLG.
Hello, Coltan. How may I help you?
Yes, can I talk to the newsroom, please?
One second.
Yeah, that sound too... Sound like no energy! Urgency in the building.
Local 10.
Hi, this is Drew Lane calling from the ABNN, and we're trying to pick up your feed outside of Antonio Brown's home.
Okay.
And there doesn't appear to be... Is there no one available to provide play-by-play for that?
What do you mean, a reporter? No, not at all.
Or someone in the chopper?
No, the chopper's not ours.
Oh,
I see. I don't know, I'm just, you know, thinking out loud here. It'd be so, I mean, this seems to me it's a potentially hugely viral moment for you guys possibly, and the ABNN would love to be involved.
Here's what you need to do. Send an email. You're talking to the breaking news desk. I'm not management. Send an email.
Well, who has the chopper? Who's in charge of the chopper? We don't have email. Who's in charge of the chopper?
You don't have email?
No, we have
email. I'm going to get the head of the ABNN to call either traffic. Traffic, they won't provide anybody, will they?
Slightest idea, guy.
Okay, how about your, you say the management of the station there?
Guy.
If you...
It's true, actually. Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your buddy there told me you don't have email. Sorry to hear that.
No, he does. I don't.
I see. Well, send an email, newsdesk@wplg.com. The managers see it, and they'll decide whether they can help you out or not.
Okay. Do you think there's any chance they would provide a reporter for that?
I have the slightest idea. Go ahead and send an email.
I mean, I promise you the ABNN will pick it up.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You are fake news.
You've got mail.
Guy.
Call back. I was for the GM.
Why do I love that? Guy. I'm surprised you didn't go with Chief.
That's why I didn't want to talk to the news desk, because they would quickly sift through any BS. Well, some BS. He didn't. I think he thinks there's an ABNN, though.
Don't you believe her lame excuses?
This is fake news by Matt Farley.
This is not fake news.
For a kiss, but there are no action shots, so I choose to refuse that this is a...
Jen, can I speak to the general manager, please? This is Drew calling from the ABNN. Hello?
1 second, sir.
So low energy situation.
Low?
1 second, sir. I'm transferring you. Okay. I can't hear you.
Thank you. No, I was just saying it was kind of a low energy situation.
Great hire.
She's a low IQ individual.
I mean, when I think of someone working the front desk of anywhere, I think that personality.
I need your supervisor.
Let me just check on the chopper here.
They should absolutely have a reporter there. Why do I know more about TV news than they do?
Hey, budget cuts.
The guy at the news has act like, are you kidding?
He doesn't have email.
Well, that's when he lost interest.
Welcome to our automated attendant. Oh. If you know the extension of the person you want to reach, you may dial it now. For assistance, press 0.
0. Yeah, go back 0.
I got to tell you, I don't even think the chopper's live anymore.
It's not.
I think this video ended. Yeah.
Hello?
There. What a disaster.
Yellow?
Might need to wake her up again.
Oh, no, not her.
Please play the low energy drop.
No, I'm still sleeping.
You want low energy?
She is the lowest energy receptionist
she
I've ever heard.
She doesn't have the stamina.
Good evening, local fan. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to see if I could speak to the general manager, but it went some kind of voicemail, and I think I referenced that I'm calling from the the ABNN.
I did transfer you, so that means they're not in, so you could have just left a voicemail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that was what happened. I thought maybe that they just didn't know the ABNN was calling.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
Okay, give me a second, sir.
Okay.
Look who's up, sleepyhead. No energy.
Oh, she hung up. Well, it took her a while. She was so low energy, it took her that long
to hang
up.
Well, suddenly she gets pumped up when she hears a few drops. Well, you got to play drops to get her going? Jeez.
Come on, lady.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo.
Yeah, they're no longer live outside.
She thought the ABNN was something.
It is something.
No, but
what
I mean,
talking
I think
about?
She realized it was big shit, and she was going to get the GM.
Oh, man.
But he wasn't going to find a reporter. I think this is a huge, possibly the biggest error in news coverage ever.
Before we get too far away from sports, I do want to play one clip.
It's not a sports podcast.
From A, yeah. Well, AB, you know, played football. And there's also another guy who's in the news briefly for 15 seconds because he put out a video about his favorite team.
Senator Bob Dole, the Kansas City Chiefs have just won the AFC Championship game. What are you going to do?
Great game, and I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Did you see the?
I don't want to walk a mile in those shoes, though. I'll tell you that much.
Wearing
you see those shoes?
Kansas City Chiefs slippers.
Really?
Slippers, aren't they?
What are they, size 50?
Chiefs slippers.
Why are they
think.
So big?
And why are his pants like floods? They come up to the middle of his shins, and plus his pants go up to his tits.
Oh, don't pick on Dole.
I know.
Too high. If I were him, I would have said,
"Stab you with
this pen." Little fucking patronizing.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it was his idea. Hey, guys, get out the old video camera.
Wait, that was...
don't exist anymore, Grandpa.
Weren't they making a parody of the Disney spot?
Yes, and he ruined it. He didn't hit his line, but he's one take Bob.
Okay.
He's 96. Bob, I wish him well.
All right, the Boner Line is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35 store locations, loverslane.com or the all-new sexdrive.com. Yes, check it out. Sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane and the Boner Line.
What up, boners?
Hello.
Am I the only one that has an issue with Cardi B saying she needs to take a fart? We've never heard someone taking a fart.
Amen. Guess what, guys? I gotta take a fart.
Amen.
Smelly, but I love it.
The best fart of all on the podcast is the Miss Mina fart. What's really going underused is the fart from that other pig that ends with, smell it!
Smell it.
Drew, Leif Garrett nailed Nicolette Sheridan, not Nicole Sheridan.
Who's that broad?
Just want to say thank you to Trudy.
Trudy News!
For letting me know about the David Lee Roth residency out in Vegas. I just got back this weekend from a show. I had an awesome time.
Yes!
I listen to you guys and talking about Randy Newman. I think Randy Newman is the Hollywood version of Matt Farley.
You've got a friend in me.
When you guys were talking about the national championship game, and Mark and Brandon called Trevor Lawrence Mitch Kramer, which is good.
Hey, Mitch!
But then Mark said Pink. And that was Randy Floyd, Randall Pink Floyd.
Oh,
different characters.
Damn
okay,
it.
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
Mitchell Kramer was actually the freshman, and the London brother was actually Randall Pink Floyd. I don't know football, but I know Dazed and Confused. Wrong character. Nice try.
You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Hey, guys. I am planning on taking my son to San Diego for spring break. And every time I work on planning, all I can think of is that San Diego Jack song. San Diego, do-do-do, jacking it.
I've got a conspiracy theory. It's about the royals. The Queen has told Meghan and Harry that they're going to go away. They're going to create these headlines that they're leaving the royal family. All one big distraction, smoke and mirrors. Stop talking about this Prince Andrew pedophilia shit.
They're turning it into a Walmart with a crown on it.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
See, I got a good separated at birth.
Really?
The news guy that says gay fucking shit sounds to me just like Tom Cruise. I mean, you can't tell me that couldn't be Tom Cruise saying that.
Gay fucking shit.
I was listening to Rob Zombie, More Human Than Human came on, and it was a separated at birth. These all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
All right, short and sweet today.
Have you seen the pictures of Bezos' India trip?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my gosh. I want
Is he wearing a vest?
No, that's what I was actually looking for. But it's more ridiculous what he's wearing.
Oh, boy.
Because apparently, I guess, when you're in India, you have to dress like people in India.
Well,
remember,
they don't seem to have any problem dressing the way they want to dress when they come here.
I know. When in Rome, right?
I don't know.
Wear that outfit again.
Personally,
but he looks
any country that forces restrictions on what I cannot or can wear, I'm not sure I'm going there.
If they sell a coffee, well, I don't think they. I just think he's doing it because he's there. It is some business going on. But if they released
a
coffee,
that looks like a vest.
Yeah, a couple of them look like vests.
That's a vest,
so yeah. I would buy laid him in his little delivery. If there was a coffee table book of his trip to India with all pictures of it, I would buy it and put it on my coffee table. It just puts his look at him there. He's got like an 8 foot long scarf around a white shirt.
Why is he leaning out
leaning
the bus?
Out of some rickshaw. I don't know. Because he's Bezos. See if you can find
nice outfit, by the way, rock and roll.
The Daily Mail had a bunch of great photos because he went to the Taj Mahal and that one of him in the little
Yeah,
can we make that our cover, Joe?
Yes. This one's definitely going to be our cover. Right?
Maybe it should be the permanent cover.
Drew's head on that guy. See if you can find the Daily Mail story, Brandon, because the picture.
Leave his
there.
Head on that. That's just too good.
No, but put your head on the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, the restrictions.
The electric rickshaw.
Just a brief tangent, because we're going to get into new ideas.
Get that one.
I've had more new ideas than I thought, thankfully.
So your brain's still working.
Keeping track. I feel like I need to work hard, though.
Look at these. Scroll down.
When we talked about the guy, and I haven't had anyone complain about this yet, who wants to transition while he's on death row.
Oh, he's yeah. prison the, for three non-Power murders. Ranger guy.
Yeah. I'm like, why are we even talking about this? Of course the answer is no. And the other one is, and this comes up all the time, people that murder someone and go in and go, I want my special religious meal. Because it's my right. Mm. It's like, you know what? If you were so religious, then you wouldn't be murdering people. So, frankly, I don't believe you, and you can eat what everyone else eats.
Yeah. No, murder's probably allowed in their religion, though, right?
Yeah, if it is, then it's not a religion that we should care to really follow while they're in prison. They should probably pick up a new religion where they'll murder less people.
Or maybe they're the people that become Muslim while in prison.
Yes, which does seem to be fairly common, but we hear this bullshit all the time, and every time, I mean, even when they're in there for something less, I just feel like, really, you know, you're in prison and you're bossing people around? I don't think so. But specifically, if you murdered someone, it seems to me your religion is not that important to you. So don't start pretending it's important because you want a certain meal.
Prison rules.
That's my latest new idea.
I think prison's
a blast, I may have had it before.
Man.
Yeah, I tell you how ignorant I was about the prison system. I was just wondering, I mean, do the guards and stuff like that treat you nicely, or do they, you know, are they mean to you, or are they your friends? You know what I'm saying?
No, well, first of all, they're only doing a job. They're fairly professional.
Yeah.
My attitude when I came in here is that they were not my enemy.
Gacy's giving a performance review of the guards in prison.
You know, because my argument is with the courts. I'm fighting the court system.
And these guys
agree. And
it's a
political court system.
And so Jason's such a willing participant. He's such a great student.
I think it's just like on a one-on-one situation. I get along with them. Of course, that's against the inmate code.
Oh, what?
Because the inmate code is that everybody in the green shirt is the bad guy and everybody in the blue shirt is the good guy.
Mm. All right. You know,
that mentality doesn't go with me.
But, I mean, you know, when they, like, do they talk to you, like, as a friend, or do they just
ignore
you?
Oh, yeah, we joke around, or I tease, I like to tease
he's
and joke.
A teaser.
I get on people all the time.
Yeah, what do you say?
If I find a weakness in you, I will tease the shit out of you. That's always been my way of dealing with time, you know, after 14 years. But I tease these guys, like, when they come in a grumpy mood, I say, oh, you didn't get laid last night.
Yeah.
You know, or things like that. Or when I get real smart with me, I just tell them, get on your knees and get on it. I talk
that's
that
a great
to
tease.
That's cool. Well, I even
that's
told
cool.
Work,
so.
Did you get along with him? Does he like you? Or?
Well, yeah. They,
can I blow you?
Don't forget they monitor us all the time. We're under a camera most of the time. Same thing with the visiting area.
You're not in a regular cell. You're like in a. Is there a TV?
I'm in a cell. Single man cell.
Oh, you
Jason,
don't have a partner?
Yeah,
do you know anything about anything, Moss?
No, because Jesus. After all, the very first thing he says, Drew, is...
But, you know, I tell you how ignorant I was about the prison system. I was just wondering... I mean,
he sounds like this one.
Looks like this kid needs some therapy.
Why is that? Because
I had sex with one of my visitors, yes.
What?
You did?
Oh, look how pumped he is.
This is, where, he, this is where he's grooming Jason.
This individual wanted to... Because, see, like you, he's fascinated. He was intrigued by the adventure and the experience and the danger of it. I said, you know, nobody will ever believe that it happened. You know. Yeah. And I had a female do it once, and then I also had a male do it.
No, you didn't.
They wanted to go down on me, so.
No.
Well,
that's what I want to do.
Why don't they give you a cellmate, though? Is it because of... You know,
well, death row is all.
Because you killed 33 people?
Keep in mind, the propensity is that you're all under pressure. You're all here on a murder charge. So, therefore, you're more prone to kill somebody, which is totally ridiculous.
Oh, really?
It's We're no ridiculous. Different than a guy doing natural life. He hasn't got no future of getting out either. So what makes a man on death row any more dangerous? Except that they put us under the pressure of dealing, you know
it's all
their fault. How do you feel about death? They just set an execution date on me. Well, this is the eighth time. You know, it's just like when you wake up in the morning, you ever think about dying? Mm-hmm. See, I can't get into it. Well, I think when they put me on a table and put a needle in my arm, then I think they're real. And some people say, well, you're very cavalier about your attitude. It's not being cavalier. It's why get yourself psyched up or put yourself under that pressure? That's negative pressure.
But it's not going to be
he's
for
such
a while,
good life coach.
Day, right?
I know,
it's
going to say.
I'm totally confused.
The
deadline set for me is May 10th. Is it really? This year. But you guys are appealing that, right?
Yeah.
And something about...
This is the eighth time a date has been set for me. But you got to understand, I've been on death row 14 years, and of course the public is crying out, how come you haven't
not
done it yet? Yeah. You know, the thing of it is what people don't understand, is because there's so many problems with my case. You realize that I've never been put with any of the victims before, during, or after the crime.
Yeah, it's just buried under your house.
You know?
The only evidence,
but he wasn't with them at that time.
That they're under your house, right? That's all?
That's all.
Okay, I own 5 houses in Chicago. The house on Summerdale, which was rented out to my company. You see, now if you work
for
me... Man,
Gacy can explain anything away, can he?
Check out this benefit.
If you had been working for me...
This is awesome.
You'd had keys to that house.
Uh-huh.
And you would be given the same instructions that all of my other employees were. If you have a girlfriend or somebody you want to party with, bring them over here. I said, there's a full bar, there's a pool table, there's bedrooms.
Yeah.
Just make sure you change the sheets when you're done so the spray doesn't do it.
Yeah, so it's just circumstantial. What they
well,
have
yeah, and there was drugs there. There was grass.
Yeah.
Grass.
You know. Sure thing, honey.
Does grass make you horny?
I've never done it before.
Don't get into it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get this. When I first started doing grass, yeah, it does get you high. But it's mind over matter.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're getting your rocks off.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You know yourself, if you weren't thinking of it when you were pulling on it, you'd never get it off.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Does grass make you horny?
Wait, Gacy, how did grass get his philosophy on pulling on it?
Well, because you gotta be in the mindset. In other words,
he
if you
said
smoke
he
weed,
wasn't horny. He said he didn't get horny from grass because he doesn't smoke grass.
Well, no, because
Gracie's got to bring up pulling on it.
No, about getting high. He said
it's mind over matter.
You don't want to be high. You won't be high.
Do we have Monday night?
High, you're not gonna be high.
Do we have Monday night football?
I don't know if we do.
Man, we've been without that for way too long.
I'm pretty sure it's one of them. I mean, I got a bunch of them. Maybe I should break them up a little bit.
I mean,
more,
is it?
That would be.
Wait, it might be this one.
And this guy was.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, he was about two or three years.
I want you two to kiss each other.
He was married. His wife was about to have a baby, so every Monday night we used to watch the NFL Monday Night Football. So anyhow,
da, 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 da.
He was married and I'm married.
Should we call Al Michaels
about
this?
My wife used to go over to his house all the time.
Yes.
So on Monday night he used to come over and we would be in the rec room watching television. And you know how the subject with guys.
With guys.
Uh-huh, get on the sex and he says he's not getting any. She won't go down on him and all this and that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why the hell don't you go find something else? You know. And then he started coming on to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's strange because I would have never thought of him being bi. You know, I had already been that way. And I never thought he was. But he was talking about how horny he was. And he ended up going down on me.
So am I gay?
We progressed to more and more stuff. For the whole season. The whole NFL season.
Uh-huh.
He liked to be submissive. And yet here's a guy that, you know, he had one kid and his wife was getting ready to have the second kid. He was an insurance man.
And he wants to blow me.
Yeah.
Well, is he resistant?
But it wasn't about bodies. He was just the sensation of getting off. And that's what I was trying to tell you. Because I asked this guy, I said, why do you like going down on me? He said, I don't know. He says, it's not so much as he says, it's when I get you off.
Ugh.
Feeling the power that I feel.
Yeah, I
see what you're saying.
I said, okay. And then he got warm, you know, each week. Come over, we'd have our beer, watch the football game, and every one of them ended up doing the same thing.
Gay.
Either he was catching it one way or the other.
Fucking shit.
Well, the other day,
this heterosexual guy whose wife is pregnant decides that he wants to go down on Gacy because he's so horny.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
If people like true crime, that's a really good book, Jason Moss's.
It is really good.
Was it The Perfect Victim or The Last Victim?
The Last Victim, I think.
Yeah, The Last
Except
Victim.
Jason ended up being The Last Victim because he committed suicide.
Didn't he commit suicide on 666? June 6, 2006?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because he got really deep into the satanic stuff from... Who's the guy with the pentagrams on his hand?
Oh, Hillside Strangler, was it?
No, they never called. Did they never called the Hillside Strangler, did they?
The Night Stalker.
Night Stalker.
Oh yeah, Night
Ramirez.
Stalker. Yeah.
Yeah. They caught, oh man, did you see they caught another serial rapist guy? The pillowcase?
Yeah, pillowcase murder.
What's called? Was he a murderer or just a raper?
Oh, pillowcase rapist.
Rapist, that's yeah. Right. And he raped, what, 44 women in like 4 years in the 80s, and then he just disappeared?
He looks like the Golden State Killer, too.
He does. Did you see that story, Drew?
I don't think I saw that story. Did that just come out?
Yeah, well, yesterday there was a big story about it, and he would just rape women and put a pillow over their face while he was doing it. It's a wild story.
Oh, you know, I've heard about him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he'd been caught.
Yeah, they just caught him. I don't know how or why, but I guess down in Florida, he's really well known. Very notorious.
So the other day you were, you know, we had printed out the Drew's ideas, the whole booklet full of them.
Yes.
And you were going through and you were kind of lamenting that you don't create new ideas like you used to, but that's not true. We got an email from Romus. He says, Drew keeps saying that he feels like, or people have told him, that his output of great ideas has faded over recent years.
That was self-reflection.
I'd argue instead that during the podcast years, his idea output's been as prolific as ever. I've been keeping track, as I do chronologically. So here we go. Let's have a gamble on regular people races. Instead of the horse races.
Don't they do that? Don't you can't gamble
well,
on
that
track?
Would be cool if you just took people out of the stands.
Oh, wow.
I think yeah, that's what
I was not knowing anything about them.
It was just the absurdity of betting on horses and having to sort of study these horses. And they're another species.
You don't know anything about it. Should they have to carry an animal while you're betting on them?
No.
Like a dog.
Just like horses shouldn't
rabbit.
Have to carry us. But anyway, carry on.
When you're on Flocka, do bigger feats, especially like going batting to batting practice. Cages. Or
that was a great
BP.
Idea.
Yeah.
That made so much sense.
That's the biggest feat you could come up with, going to the
well,
batting cage.
I think it'd just be cool to see if some guy hit the ball 800 feet on Flocka.
And then
well,
eat someone's face.
Some guy normally would just hit a foul ball.
We were right off the cusp of watching that video of that dude on Flocka who ran through that back window.
Austin Haroof, was that him?
Oh.
Was that him?
Oh.
Wild.
Well, that wasn't, yeah. That was
well, he turned out, yeah.
Ate some faces. This one I'm not 100% sure on. It says there should be a Hippocratic Oath restaurants are required to follow.
Would that be not revealing the tips of the customers? Is that what that was?
Oh. Maybe. But what if you're one of those people that wants your tip revealed, like Donnie Wahlberg?
Well, yeah. You could release them to do that. I've said that many times about shouldn't there be, for example, stripper customer...
Yes.
A Hippocratic Oath of sorts where you don't reveal.
A non-disclosure agreement?
Yeah. Strippers, isn't it understood that there's yeah. confidentiality?
Mm-hmm.
I thought all my teeth except the one I told them hurt should have had confidentiality because they found another tooth that was fucked up and I had to have all this work done. If that tooth had the proper confidentiality, because I didn't say anything about that tooth. It was fucked up.
I love this one. Everybody should be able to be allowed to have one wish for a career stopped and scrubbed from existence. And your example, when you created it, was the career of Peter Cetera.
Now, think of all the bad music that would have saved us.
Yeah. Chicago.
I mean, how cool that would be, too. It'd be you'd really have to think about being liked by people as opposed to just going, I'm great. I'll be an asshole every now and then. You could always get scrubbed by somebody.
Hmm.
Some guy who's you're rude to when you're asking for an autograph or something. You gotta go, hey, I'm going to fucking scrub you, dude.
Oh, like
I haven't used my scrub yet.
Like Chris Martin?
Yes. That's a good story.
It was like the most polite anger issue I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well,
the best part about it was the Larry David video underneath it on the TMZ page.
And Larry David, they both signed... After bitching up a storm, they both signed all the autographs.
They're part of the problem.
I guess so.
If YouTube videos have fewer than a few thousand views after a couple days posted, they should be taken down. They don't deserve to be part of clogging up of YouTube.
Thank you. That was a good idea.
What's this one from? Heidi Montag should not be allowed to have an audience of more than two people whenever she speaks.
That's just common sense.
Where exactly that came from. But I maybe after I saw their podcast had so many listeners, it doesn't now.
Yeah. Oh, did you but see who has a new podcast?
Oh, I think I did, but...
Randall Emmert and Lala
oh,
Kent.
Oh, Lala Kent, yeah.
The guy that got in the fight with 50 Cent.
You know... I listened to...
Just send that to Who Are These Podcasts right now before it even airs.
I listened to a couple of those podcasts from Vanderpump Rules. Oh, my God. They're just ghastly. They're so bad. And they have a zillion comments. And so, oh my God, there must be a lot of people listening to that. No, they're in these, you know, they create categories, I think, for celebrities to go into. Hey, look, if you're not ranked in any category, here, be in society and culture.
Yeah, or bad celeb category.
Exactly. That's the only thing they're ranked in.
Businesses shouldn't be allowed to solicit donations at the checkout cash register unless they're matching all donations that the customers make.
I really would like to have a blanket one where they just can't ask for donations because you're trapped. You're doing business with them. You're doing them a solid, and they're asking you for money on behalf of someone else. Fuck you.
Strength in numbers, though. I feel like a lot of people just say, no, no. It's gotten to that point.
Why should you have to even do that?
America should have a no makeup day so we can see what people, mainly women, really look like.
One day a year. How you get arrested. If you're wearing makeup, you get arrested.
Very woke of you.
And of course, not everybody should have a voice. So they're still being collected. And I'm going to go through that big old stack that we printed out because it was so long, it was just kind of flipping the pages and guessing. But we'll go and highlight some.
I haven't gotten through it either. I was so impressed with the pages I read, I couldn't stop rereading them. But, you know, today is sort of a special day. And I know we've been through this topic before. Anything from the ABNN, by the way?
I was just checking it. No more chopper video, no nothing.
What?
ESPN finally, I guess there was a spokesman for the police that just basically said what we knew. Suspect in a possible battery at his home. Not arrested or charged. But not a domestic either.
So it was a big nothing.
Well,
I mean, he's not in the house refusing to give himself up.
I guess not. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to arrest him and book him at all.
I have audio. I found it.
They're investigating right now.
Here it is.
Hey! I told you 3 times already. The law's on my side.
Did they quote the ABNN in the story?
Oh, you know
what? Yeah, they did. No.
I didn't see it. Actually.
We need to somehow get the ABNN quoted in an AB story.
There is a 911 call involved in it, though.
Oh.
I mean, we don't have the audio yet.
Well, that'll be fun to listen to.
But, you know, that's obviously the police were called, so yeah, there's got to be a 911.
Did you guys see, I was getting into a music topic for a second. Did you guys see Ozzy on GMA this morning?
Yeah. Yeah. It was sad.
It was sad.
Didn't we know he had Parkinson's?
No, I don't think
Was it reported before?
I think it's been suspected because of the way he speaks.
Yeah. But he's a good guy.
I like Ozzy. Who doesn't like Ozzy?
My mom didn't. Nice.
Well,
my church didn't growing up.
There were issues with Ozzy biting the head off a bat, allegedly.
And a dove.
There were a lot of stupid stories about him, some which were not even true.
The Suicide Solution lawsuit, which he won. People forget that he won that, but he's never had has he had a Me Too?
I don't think so.
No, as Clark said, he so loves her. He loves
He's been busted cheating a bunch of times, though.
Oh, that's true.
But he had substance abuse problems.
Recently, though.
Wasn't his fault.
It's a good excuse.
He had a cheating incident recently, I forgot.
Yeah, he did real recently.
He sucks.
He was on GMA with Sharon.
And Robin.
And Sharon was crying, and Ozzy was revealing that he has Parkinson's 2, which apparently is not the worst Parkinson's, but it is, and it's not a situation where it's going to kill him. I mean, that's more or less what they said. Ozzy's not in danger of dying anytime soon, and that he expects to get out and play. I don't think they would have said that if they don't expect him to do that. And I think he wants to do it.
Well,
very
he must
badly.
Want to because he doesn't need to.
No,
plenty of money.
No, you know, most of those guys. That's what I love about. And you know, people go, "Oh, why did he retire?" You know, or his voice sucks now, or he can't play, or you know, his band sucks, or they've only got 2 original members, or whatever. You know, all these reasons why. People want to rip on a guy his age for going out there. But honestly, that's one of the things I love about it is, okay, he's not going to be the same guy he was when he was 30. Of course he's not. But if you're a true fan, I mean, it's the closest thing you're going to get to Ozzy or Black Sabbath or whatever.
Isn't the best example of that McCartney?
Yeah, absolutely. 77 years old. He still sells out because it's... I think when you see McCartney and the Stones, for that matter.
The music lives on.
Yeah, the music lives on. It's a big night of nostalgia. It's people, I mean, it's maybe the last time you see them. There's always that issue, and I think it makes people very connected to it, and they're glad they went, and they have a ball, and they sing along with a lot of songs. The both of those bands, by the way, are really good. I mean, it's not like you're not going to see good music. Yeah. But, you know, these guys are in their 70s. And there's a lot of other bands, too. I mean, bands that aren't even as big that are out there. Like, you know, the Motley Crue guys, they're going to be 60 or so pretty soon, right?
Welcome to Motley Crue.
I see the psychedelic furs coming around all the time. Squeeze were here. You know, Elvis Costello, 65, I think.
Some people
say
that some of those people might need to. They might need the money.
You know, that's the sad part, is to think that, you know, at that age, they got to be going from city to city to city to city and traveling like hell. And I forgot it. I'm trying to think of who it was. Somebody that came here and they – oh, I remember who it was. I didn't want to say. They were playing the Magic Bag, and the bag was sold out. Mm. It was a great show. Everybody had a ball. People were talking about it. And I was really surprised to find out where they were staying.
Oh, really?
Because it wasn't like, you know – one of those flea bags on 8 Mile.
Yeah, but it, with wasn't, the one star but it wasn't the Townsend either.
No. Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down hall. Email F. Reynolds at warthog-orgyfart.edu.
I just wanted...
Let me ask, was it one of the hotels like along I-75 and 40 miles over there?
Holiday Inn.
I-75.
It was just a string of hotels.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just wanted them to be... I didn't want them to be in... Because the travel was sounded like a drag, you know, a couple vans, and, you know, it sounded more like when they were 20 doing it.
They're getting their points, though, their hotel points. Maybe they want to stay there.
But a lot of
like
them do
national
it,
chain.
You know, like John Waite. I don't think John Waite needs to be out touring, but he loves it.
That's why they got to play those casinos that have the hotel there.
And the casinos pay him a nice, that's a nice paycheck.
You didn't tell casinos, me that Ozzy's whole family was on GMA. About their, quote, new normal.
Yeah, they did bring out the brats after a while. Jack has something wrong with him, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, really? Yeah, he's struggled in years past with a lot of different issues.
I have to
admit, hasn't had enough nepotism. He has to have a disease now, too.
Yes, he's suffering from a nepotism-related disease. He's overused his nepotism card. I personally, I'm so sick of the brats. I don't know why. I just, they pop up all the time.
I think
Jack's done like 7 TV shows.
Didn't we meet them at their most annoying point in
yes,
their life?
Probably.
On that TV show.
That's I'm telling you, that show really kicked off a lot of the reality
that's
television
a great
shows.
Show.
It was a good show. It was. Yeah, because Jessica Simpson and Nick, and they were at the same
that
time.
Was a, that
they
was
were
an entertaining.
They were
show
both
too.
Very entertaining.
But there's 4 other kids that you never even see.
Yeah, 2 of which he doesn't remember their births. That was in the story today.
Yeah,
he was
really,
that was the first. That was the
turn
first,
it up though. Let's hear a little bit.
New reality.
He looks pretty
Kelly
frail,
stepping
walking.
In, helping her dad get back on his feet and back into the studio.
We just
how
kept going every day, and it the magic that happens. I think when you're in
which
pain,
is the one,
which is him.
No,
it wasn't for her. I'm still lying up in the couch.
The only thing I know. When it comes to my dad is what can I do to make him smile? And I know that going to the studio makes him happy. So
rings on door, that purple I hair help
got him up
smile.
And got him to the studio. And that's all I did.
You know, why don't you go to Northwestern
him.
Tech and
Jack,
find some work?
Personal.
That'll make
After
him
being
smile.
Diagnosed himself with
I meant Kelly.
Yeah.
In
and Jack.
How's he been
MS.
Able to relate
he
with
does?
Your father?
I mean,
he really is doing pretty well, though.
I understand when you'll have something you don't want to have. I don't push it, you know. If he wants to talk about it, he talks about it.
We've all learned so much about each other all over again, and it's just reaffirmed how
okay.
much
I've
we
I've had
all
enough.
Love
I don't want to listen to her.
Why is there?
I don't like Kelly. I don't know why she just
no,
annoys
I can't stand
me.
Her. Why is there a puppet of Ozzy sitting behind me? Did you see that?
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
It's funny.
This is Kelly.
His house looks sweet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's. Oh my God! Can you imagine how much money that guy's made?
He's a good dude.
And Sharon. She's made a ton of loot, too.
Yeah, she's done really well. And they made a few bucks on the TV show, too. But today, the reason I had a music topic was because I saw, it was Bob Page's tweet about
covers.
Jimi Hendrix covering Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. Mm-hmm. And I remember on the Rick Beato cover list, which we could play, actually, he, I think, has it as the number one, and I've seen it mentioned numerous times as number one cover of all time. So anyway, I was asking people to respond to my tweet with their favorite cover, And we've sort of done this story before. And my God, they were just all over the place. Somebody, one person liked the Van Halen covers. Any of them, You Really Got Me.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman's really good.
Yeah, I gotta go with that guy.
Soft Cell, Tainted Love, which is a cover of Gloria Jones, you know, who's the chick that killed Mark Boland.
I'm not nuts about that. I know it's technically a cover song, but if the cover song's better known...
Well, then you could actually... I think it's interesting sometimes to find out the original. Like, you know, I Got My Mind Set on You, George Harrison.
Yeah.
There's an original of that.
Really?
From 1960. I can't think of the guy's name.
Well, maybe that's what makes them the best cover songs, because they do better than the original.
I think that's... I would call that a reverse cover, where you want to hear the original because you don't know the original.
Is Britney Spears doing... Satisfaction on there?
I didn't see anyone mention that. I Shot the Sheriff, the Eric Clapton version, because Bob Marley did the original. I think people used to know that back in the day. Yeah. I don't know if people play it much now. Sweet Dreams by Marilyn Manson. Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. Otis Redding did the original. Yeah. Which, why don't you play the original? Otis.
No idea about that.
Otis just kills almost anything. Joe Cocker, A Little Help from My Friends, which was the Wonder Years song. I think a lot of people know that song.
Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen.
Otis!
Pretty little thing, let me light your count. Cause mama, I'm so hard to handle now. Yes, around.
Chili Peppers, Higher Ground.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Stevie Wonder song.
Yep.
Somebody mentioned Ministry, Lay Lady Lay, the Dylan song. I didn't know Ministry covered that. Somebody wrote in Anthrax, Ball of Confusion, which is like, what? I didn't know that either, because that was a big hit for the Temptations. What's Georgie coming to town?
Pretty soon. Coming to the Royal Music Theater.
Ow!
He's going to check up on his dealership.
Is this really Lay Lady Lay?
Yeah. Long intro.
Yeah, slow it down.
All right, let's just jump ahead. That's 52 seconds in. Okay, great.
I don't know if this is my favorite
Sounds
cover.
Like a number one hit tune, all right.
The Man Who Sold the World, the Nirvana cover of Bowie. They did that Meat Puppets cover, too. On... Whatchamacallit, Lake, something Lake.
Oh, Lake of Fire.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Meat Puppets?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Somebody mentioned Faith No More, War Pigs.
Oh, wait, I got a better Faith No More one. Hang on, let me cue it up. And I'm not joking, I always like this
Johnny one. Cash Hurt.
That's
great. Really good.
That's really good. Yeah. Really good. And the original's great,
too. He also did Your Own Personal Jesus.
Yeah, that cover record, Rick Rubin got Johnny to just... Yep. Play his guitar, and not much more.
Here's a great Faith No More cover. I'm serious, I love this version. You know the song, right?
I do.
It'll come to you.
Know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
And no idea.
Play this at my funeral.
I didn't know Faith No More covered the Commodores.
Isn't it great?
That's pretty good. It is.
You see a big storm on the bottom. Of course, I was thinking of that story of what he did with a microphone.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Why believe me, I quite remember that. Yeah, that was, you know, I read that story recently. I don't know how I bumped into it, but I did. And he put the microphone in his ass.
Yes.
And then he put it in his mouth.
Yes.
And then he sang into it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, by the end of the song, people were beating him up. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
I got audio from it.
Hey, this tastes like shit.
I'm serious, though. This is a great cover.
Yeah, it is good. I wanna be high. Somebody mentioned something else that I had not heard, and it reminded me of the original, which I'd completely forgotten about. This is really obscure. This is... Wait, I got to figure out what year this is. That's When I Reach for My Revolver by Mission of Burma. Have you guys heard that song?
Mm-mm.
Let me see. I'll look at it. Can you see what year that is, Brian? Are you getting it?
81?
81. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking it was from the new wave years. Anyway, Moby covered it. I have a hard time believing Moby's cover even touches this. I don't know if anyone even knows Mission of Burma anymore.
Oh.
But it's got a great hook.
Did they rename themselves Mission of Myanmar?
Stupid. Oh, come on. Somehow I can't picture Moby doing
cool
that song. Yeah, it's a great hook.
It's a little softer.
I have to admit I like a few Moby songs. I will not deny that.
I got one. I wonder if anybody's mentioned it yet.
What?
I guess it would be nice.
I do like
this. I like the original, and I like this too.
I know Limp Bizkit is terrible, but I still like a lot of their songs, even though they're terrible. Makes no sense.
I think they a few years ago, and they were surprisingly really good.
Some of the craziest covers are the best ones. Cake, I Will Survive.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I love that.
Listen to that lovely voice.
God, the bass line in this is so badass.
Every Cake song, the bass line just hits you.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along, and so you're back.
What's Cake doing now? Anybody know?
I have no idea.
Have you guys heard Dead Souls by Nine Inch Nails?
Negative.
It's a Joy Division cover. I've never heard it. I love Joy Division. I was listening to him last night, and I had the weirdest thought. Have you seen Ian Curtis dancing from
yes.
Joy Division?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really weird. Mm-hmm. He had MS, didn't he?
Did he?
He had epilepsy.
I'm sorry. He had epilepsy. And I was watching him, and I was listening to his voice. Is this Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and I know the word retarded is bad, but just what popped into my head was like, he seems like kind of a retarded Jim Morrison because he's got a really deep voice.
That's an oxymoron.
And I regret using the word. It's just that's the thought in my head. I really didn't mean to use the word. It just came to my head.
This is it, though? Oh, it's from The Crow?
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
Funny, I guess I have heard this song but didn't realize it was a cover.
I'm going to skip ahead because there's long intros in these.
You know the song?
I mean, I know this version. I don't know the original.
Level Tear Us Apart is such a great song by Joy Division.
It's funny
I
you mentioned
that song.
There's
this one.
There's a bad.
That's
cover.
Level Keep Us Together.
There's a really bad cover of Level Keep Us Apart
by.
It's one of Brandon's favorite bands. Fall Out Boy, I think, did it.
Are you kidding?
Love them.
Fall Out Boy did that?
I think it was them.
I don't like that band.
Please tell me it wasn't
Brandon
a hit.
Hate it.
Tell me it wasn't a hit.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't think it was a hit.
I was listening to Joy Division last night, and I came up on a Love Will Keep Us or Keep Us Together. Love Will Tear Us Apart. And it's such a huge song in the UK. It seems like it's almost one of those old songs that's becoming big over here. It had 59 million streams on YouTube, which is pretty good. That's a lot of streams.
There it is. Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Should have known you had it ready. Since you love this band.
This Fall Out Boys version?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
It's such a great song. Bites hard, and ambitions are low, and resentment bites hard, but emotion won't grow, and we're changing our ways. Oh man, knock it off. Oh, by the way.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
How come nobody on Twitter mentioned this song?
They did.
Oh, they did.
They did. This is the YouTube cover of Europe.
That predictable, huh?
By the way, if you can find this, Brandon, look up She's Lost Control, New Order Live. It's at, I don't know, Glastonbury or something, but it's a Joy Division song. And New Order didn't play Joy Division for quite a while. Now when they play Joy Division, the place comes unglued.
Of course.
And check out Peter Hook. And Bernard actually wails in this too. And the drummer is a beast. Is it Steve Morris, I think? And Ian Curtis, of course, the singer that killed himself on the eve of their American tour in 79, I think. Crank it!
That's a bass guitar.
Yeah, it's a bass. She's lost control. I just claim it to the nearest passerby. She's lost control. I couldn't figure out how this chick is losing control, though, if it's a bad thing or a good thing.
Oh, like
it starts jamming.
Yeah.
How about the tone on that bass? Yeah, I think it's a good control. All right.
Ceremony.
Ceremony, great song.
Radiohead covers it.
They do?
Cover of it, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I like a lot of New Order. I just heard Love Vigilantes again on Channel First Wave. Is it 33? Smashing Pumpkins Landslide.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's not bad.
Very good. And somebody mentioned all Smashing Pumpkins covers. I don't really know that many covers by Smashing Pumpkins. They have more?
I guess we could look it up.
Metallica Turn the Page, not my favorite, but
I like that cover.
It's not okay. Joe Cocker, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window.
Really?
Yeah. Cocker did just nailed two Beatles covers. He's got some other good covers too. Run DMC, Walk This Way. Somebody mentioned Eddie Vedder and Chris Martin doing Don't Dream It's Over, which I know you played on the show one day. It's just a live.
Yeah,
it's not even produced.
It's not the greatest quality.
And
Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam does great live covers. They really do.
That one they recorded.
Not my favorite.
Played nonstop.
Oh, We Can Work It Out by Stevie Wonder is pretty cool. It's really super upbeat.
Yeah.
Comes wailing out.
Like Billy Preston.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on?
Wonder could rock.
on the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
Have you heard Muse do Sign of the Times?
No.
Okay,
no.
Play Prince a little Sign of the Times. One of my favorite Prince songs. Does everybody know this song?
Yes. Prince? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's really classic, classic Prince.
Safety dance?
S-S-S-S-A-S.
Oh, yeah! P-P-P-P-R-R-R-R-I-I-I-I-N.
The hats!
C-C-C-C-E-E. Prince. Sign of the Times.
Francis Skinny Man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same.
What did you say, Trevor?
Yeah! Home, there were 17-year-old
Muse,
boys Bentley. And there
Bentley, Bentley checked in with Muse doing Sign of the Times. Jim definitely knows how to use spare time.
I'm surprised. You know what? There's another Muse one. Oh, there's another. I'm surprised he didn't mention it. Hang on, I gotta find it.
Well, Jim loves Muse. I've never heard this, though.
Here's Prince again.
Does Muse ever not look really serious?
He's always serious.
Yeah!
Not bad. I like it.
Do you remember the song? Do you know the song Feeling Good?
I know Feeling All Right.
You would probably know it because I think it's been in a ton of commercials, but Muse covered it pretty good.
Who did the original?
Feeling Good.
Oh, some old, long time ago.
Life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Good job.
Actually, I really do like this.
Good luck.
It's been covered a bunch. Nina Simone did the original.
Ah, good one.
Good morning, millennials.
Good morning, you.
Good morning.
Now, one that's been covered a bunch, I think it's Guitar Slim, a long time ago, did a song called The Things That I Used to Do, and like every guitar virtuoso has covered it.
The thing that I used to do, Lord, I won't do. No.
Yeah! So Stevie Ray Vaughan has covered this. Hendrix has covered it. But my favorite is this version. It's a G-Love cover.
Can I tell you the worst?
I hear a lot of bass.
Stand up.
Can I tell you the worst cover I've ever heard in my entire life?
What's that?
It's this one. Going back to somebody who we said had a pretty good cover.
Yeah.
Who does this?
Limp Bizkit.
Wait, what song is this?
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Oh, no. No!
But like in the middle of the song, it just starts getting wacky and it's like.
A speaking spell?
Yeah.
This is Behind Blue Eyes. That's The Who at their absolute zenith. That's from the Bob O'Reilly. Who's next? Yeah, where they're peeing on the cement wall. Oh my God, that's such a great song.
Hey, I was in that Limp Bizkit song.
How dare Limp Bizkit cover that song?
Don't talk shit.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares. It's a good song.
Is that a cover, though?
I just let, yeah, Prince wrote it. Prince wrote it.
I know Prince wrote it, but I don't think we heard Prince's version until after hers.
Well,
that shouldn't count.
I guess. I don't know. The fact that it's the only song by her that I even know wants me to give her less credit. I love the song.
Yeah.
I also like, you know, Manic Monday is the Bangles. Prince wrote that.
Oh, they had another good cover. What's the other? Hazy.
Hazy Shade of Winter. Yeah, that's Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's a great cover. They cover September Girls by Big Star, too.
Really?
Yeah. And Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet have three albums of covers, and I think they have great choices.
Well, speaking of Simon and Garfunkel, Disturbed did a really good version of The Sound of Silence. That was a really good version.
I've not even heard it.
Really?
No.
It's a good one.
I think I might.
You know what other? I like Riff Five Finger Death.
Riff did not play.
I like Five Finger Death Punch, but like for the last 10 years, it seems all their songs are just cover songs too. But here's a little bit of Disturbed. This is a good one. I thought it was great. The guy's got a very unique voice.
Is it? Hello, Dr. Smile Friend.
The video.
That's the piano.
Oh, the piano's on fire.
I mean, obviously, it's really, 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 really this slow. But
the halo of a streetlight. Pushing his voice.
So it's a very, 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 very.
Yeah, he sounds like.
Yeah, I was thinking of the guy.
Crash Test Dummies.
Yes.
That's who they should cover.
But it was a good one. I
basically
also,
everything Boyce Avenue ever did.
I like this one too.
Oh, Boyce Avenue.
Bad
what
Wolves,
about who had the big
zombie?
Ugh.
Wait, did the Lemon Drops do Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Exactly as Simon and Garfunkel
a little
did
faster,
it.
Faster, but yeah.
See, I never felt Paul Simon. You know, for all the kudos he got for his solo work, I never felt like he even approached Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, he had some good songs. He definitely is.
Julio, incredible. Isn't that song?
I like that song. He has some incredible solo songs, but like Graceland, I didn't think it was that great. No. It was good.
Is that when he went all Africa?
Yeah. He got accused of cultural appropriation.
His Africa face.
Yes.
It was an African
face. There's a billion versions of Feeling All Right, which Dave Mason wrote. Joe Cocker has a good version of it. I didn't know the Black Crowes covered Feeling All Right. That's probably live. I can't hear it.
You guys were talking.
Who is this, Brandon?
Bad Wolves.
See, I hate the original, so... Meh.
I like it better than the original, but... somebody mentioned Tool doing No Quarter, which is not one of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs, but whatever.
How about every version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine?
No, there's... Well, CCR has an 11-minute version of it. Marvin Gaye has the hit. Well,
I just like the story. Remember in the Motown documentary where Smokey Robinson and...
Smokey wrote it, right?
Yeah, I'm losing...
Barry Gordy?
Barry Gordy were arguing about who recorded it first, Gladys Knight or Marvin Gaye?
Gladys Knight had the hit first. She had a huge hit with it. The next year, Marvin Gaye put his version out, and it was a bigger hit.
So they were both right, though. Marvin Gaye recorded his first but released it second. So one person was arguing, no, Marvin recorded it first. And then I think Smokey was saying, yeah, but Gladys had it out first.
Here's your California Raisins.
Easily the better stress cover.
All right, any news from the ABNN?
Oh, let me check.
Any breaking news?
Let's see. Still no chopper in the air.
I really want to get
nothing
ABNN
new.
Out there and start that network getting some respect nationally. How cool would that be?
I guess the scene is still active.
It is.
still cops.
Oh, and still nothing live the ABNN can pick up?
Nope.
Damn it. Okay, well, it must be a lot simpler than it sounds. It sounds like a standoff or something akin to a standoff. Maybe like a Chris Brown standoff. I mean, doesn't it sound like a Chris Brown standoff?
Yeah, where they're just trying.
Where AB's just being a dick.
They're trying to get answers, but he's probably not answering.
The last rumor that I saw was that the police were in the process of obtaining a warrant, but who knows? Who knows if they just walked away from it? I don't know.
Oh, because he won't answer the door.
Because there are people who've now filmed the police leaving his street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Here's the cops leaving. You can hear the chopper.
Well, maybe he'll just boogie off like OJ.
Oh, please do.
OJ and his Bentley.
Please do.
After he wrestled with Nicole.
There are news vans on the corner of his street, so.
Well, why aren't they carrying it live? Come on. Damn it. We're going to have to get our own mobile crew, obviously, for the ABNN.
Yeah.
How ridiculous.
I know. He makes news every flipping day. It's incredible. It really is. I mean, I almost have to hand it to him.
I know. Delonte West actually said that Antonio Brown needs help. So.
A lot of people are saying that, finally. When he first got himself cut from the Raiders, and I'm watching Sunday Morning Football because he just signed with the Patriots. And I was like, first of all, I couldn't believe the Patriots signed him. I thought, no, there's no way he's going to behave for anyone. And I didn't understand. Apparently they thought, hey, we're the Patriots. Anybody who comes here behaves. They just do. Well, not everyone has done that. Not everyone.
Haynesworth was a...
Josh Gordon, that didn't work out too well. That didn't work out so well.
Antonio, though, the problems that he had that got him kicked off of the Patriots happened before he got there, right?
Well, yeah, they did, but he trolled the girl. Remember, he trolled the girl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And doxed her.
He wouldn't stop.
And then they just cut him.
He released a photo of Brady without Tom's permission.
Well, they let that go. But on Sunday morning, after he signed with the Patriots, I was watching the ESPN Morning Football show thinking, okay, I'm curious where they're going with this. And the first show was the ESPN show, and those guys are saying, oh, it's great when a guy controls his own destiny. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Well, it is, but not in doing
not
it in this
like
fashion.
That.
Yeah. Good luck!
Now, the show with, what was the other show? I guess it was the CBS or one of those other shows. They were blasting him. They were like, he's an ass. He's being ridiculous, and this is a huge gamble for the Patriots, and da-da-da, but...
Why don't these sports guys just talk about sports?
Didn't work out so well.
It's so disrespectful for you to say something like that.
All right, I want you to get us out of here, Brandon. We have Steve Gorman.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Steve Gorman is in Livonia on Saturday.
Yep, 2 p.m. Music,
Rock City.
Music. Rock City Music.
On 5 Mile.
Rock City Music Company.
It's on 5 Mile.
Rock City Music Company, yeah.
Yeah, if we don't know what it is, you have 3 days to figure it out.
Yeah.
Saturday, is that 2 o'clock?
Yes, 2 o'clock. Okay. And you're hosting it.
I am hosting.
You didn't remember.
My final appearance.
Ever for 2020?
Yes. No, all appearances are called my final appearance because I don't want to make any more appearances.
Well, it's a good way to drum up people to go.
Yeah, I guess it is, sort of.
I don't know.
I guess, maybe.
Have you connected with Steve off the air?
No, I thought he's coming on tomorrow.
He is, but I think you want to talk to you off the air, too.
Oh, okay. I don't...
Just text him. I told you
I will. Okay. I
don't think I have his number.
Really? I don't think so. Do I?
I have it. So.
Okay. And by the way, we had a great response from Facebook Live yesterday because we had Dan Wetzel on.
God, he was great.
He was really good. And...
So there's another story today. The Odin Lloyd family is mad at his documentary, which means that more people are watching this documentary than we even imagined.
Why is the Odin Lloyd family mad? I thought
they
were very
respectful. They didn't participate in the documentary.
Were they asked?
Yes, and they turned it down. But the documentary uses old news interviews with them, which is fair. They have the rights to do that. But I think they just want the story to go away.
Well, it's not going to go away.
I understand why.
There's no point in being mad. That may make it go away because they covered the bejesus out of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see tomorrow with Steve Gorman from the Black Crowes.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.